Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastering. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So good to see everyone in the house tonight joining us here live in the forum. Live, it is Friday night. And, of course, you know it is time for The Remix. Just want to let you guys know the chat room is open. So if you want to make your way on over there, you can certainly do that as well. The Remix family is in there and sure to make you feel right at home. Let me go ahead and give you some directions on how to get there, if you want to get there. Let's see. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open. You can come on in. We're going to see if we can clear this up so you guys can hear me loud and nice and clear, because we got a really good show planned for you tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned. Yes, what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned. We're going to be doing that here live on The Remix. I just got an email. Live in The Remix tonight. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. And we're going to get started. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number you can call for The Remix. We're going to be on Twitter tonight. We'll be on Facebook tonight and also in The Remix. We'll also be on Twitter tonight. Yes, in the chat room here tonight, as well as we're going to be on Facebook. So those are all the ways that you can actually participate in everything they're going to be doing here tonight. So let me just start out by saying I see the phone lines are filling up tonight because we're going to be doing some really interesting things here. And so I want to talk about the title a little bit and what it means, why I came up with it, and exactly what it means to me anyway. Well, first, before I say that, I would say we had an amazing week last week. Brother Panic was here, and he was giving the breakdown on the movies. And guys, know it was movie madness, and really with so much other information, so much other occult information as it goes along with movies. And by the way, Brother Panic is going to be here on Sunday night. So Sunday night, don't forget to lock The Remix in. Brother Panic will be here live. Again, and we will continue with part three of Movie Madness and continue right here in the forum. But I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about some things going on. I want to hear about what some things are going on with you. And we're just going to have a really, really chilled, powerful show. You know, it's The Remix, so it's always going to do what it does, especially when it comes to all of those modalities of knowing your magic. So here's the deal, guys. You know, I have some pretty exciting things coming up, and tomorrow I could not be more excited than to know that the Kim Business Class is about to go down. It's going down on Saturday. That's right. So the 25 who made it in this first class that we're giving, I'm so excited. We've already been working with you guys one-on-one, And there's more work to come. Also know that just to be looking out, because more homework is on the way. So we're going to be getting down to some real Kim business and that. And you guys will be hearing all about it. We'll be sharing that, and I'm sure they'll want to share, too, this experience. First time ever done, and really some great things happening already. I want to give you guys the hashtag for tonight. Esther is helping hold it down over there on Twitter as well in the chat form here. And so all you have to do is the # doing the damn thing remix. So it's going to be the # and doing the damn thing remix. Put that in and you can find yourself with the Twitter group over there. So everything that's being tweeted, it'll be tweeted right there with everyone who's right here live participating in the show. So how cool is that, right? And then you can also, while you're over there, add me as your Twitter friend if you haven't already. And it's Blue, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-Y. And you can find myself and all of the other great remix listeners over there also. Now, let's talk a little bit before we really get into jamming for tonight and tonight's show. I just want to say thank you to everybody here. And if you're a guest and joining us for the very first time, let me just say welcome. Good to have you in the house. Good to have you here. And know that you can actually just come on in and participate in chat. There's a little button right down at the bottom. It says sign up. Just click. That takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Just sign up, come to the chat room, tell us who you are, mix up, remix it with the Remix family, and just enjoy. Want to give a big shout out to all our international listeners out there listening from all parts of the world listening. So whether you're in Japan and you're listening, because we have listeners out in Japan, whether you're in Hawaii, quite a few listening from Hawaii, Switzerland, quite a few in Switzerland listening as well, the UK, all parts of Europe, let's just say that covers all of those different places, or even out in Brazil. No matter where in the world you're listening from, know that we welcome you, and I invite you to come on over, chat with us, hang out on the phone, however you choose to listen. Just good to have you here. Good to have you in the house. Now, I'll give out the number one more time in case you didn't get it, which is 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So let's talk a little bit before we actually get ready to get into some music about the title for the show tonight. I'm going to tell you guys and be completely honest, as always, with you. It's been a pretty hectic week for me, you know, getting things ready for the class, business class coming up, doing the readings, taking care of all of the orders for the Know Your Magic deck that have been coming in, really responding and really just sending out responses and questions for people who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook that have been downloading it, and just day-to-day life, you know, with family and friends and just taking care of myself in the process of that. It has been a very busy week, a great week, a very, very busy week. I'm sure some of you can attest to that, too. So this is some busy time. We have some really good energy that's on the planet right now. A lot of things are happening. Venus is still making her way and will be for some years now. So changes are coming on so many different levels. So many different great things are coming, so many downloads, so many things happening, so many projects, so many things to do. And next thing I know, I looked up, and guess what? It's Friday. Not just Friday, it's Friday evening. And I'm like, wow, okay, it's remix time. So what to do? So I decided to dedicate this show tonight to what to do when you don't have a damn thing plan. Now, let me tell you a little bit about damn. Some of you may remember when I talked about damn it a while back. And damn it is really for decide, taking action, and then making movement. Because sometimes you just have to say, damn it. You know, wow, Friday, damn it. You know, sometimes you have to just say that. You know, you just have to say it. You have to say, damn it, and you have to do it. And that's what tonight's show is going to be about. And even I'm going to be doing readings tonight. So just so you guys know, if anybody out there wants a reading tonight, we will be doing some very mini readings. I know the readings lately haven't been mini, but these are going to, we're going to try some mini readings tonight. And you're free to call in. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. And so we know that you want to be called. So we'll be doing readings. I also want to hear some stories. I'll be telling you guys some stories. I want you guys to share some stories as well, too. Maybe there was a time in your life where you had to say, damn it, and just do it. Decide, take action, and make some movements. And just begin to go with that. And so it's been that kind of week here. It's been that kind of week. We're going to listen to some music. Get ourselves just really, really into that energy. We just start to get there. By the way, let's say this. So many of the decks have been going out. You guys have conversations in places I just couldn't even imagine about the Kim deck. And I want you guys to take those amazing stories that you have and make sure you put them over on the website where the Know Your Magic deck is. You can sign up whether with your Facebook login. You can sign up if you have Hotmail or AOL Mail or some of those other mails as well, too. It will take that login. And leave a comment over there. Tell us those amazing stories that are going with you and your Kim deck. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, the number one deck in the world. Oh, and I don't say that just because I have something to do with this deck. It is truly, truly amazing. And anyone that's come in contact with this deck has really had some fantastic things to happen to them in their life. By the way, tonight I'm actually going to be using the Kim deck. So for those of you out there that have your deck, I invite you to pull your decks out too. But the first thing I want to do is also just go ahead and let you guys know that you can go over to the website. You can read the comments because there's a lot of conversation going on in there. Everyone is sharing their stories about things that's happened to them, things that are going on with them with the Know Your Magic deck. And you can go there and take a look at that by going to www.msblueblast.com/cards. C-A-R-D-S. Go take a look. Go take a look. You can see the cards there. And if you're a part of the Phoenix Family Group, you can see people post their pictures of cards up there periodically through the day. You can purchase your deck there no matter where in the world you live at. And the deck has been around the world and in places I haven't been. And I've been a lot of places. The deck is already there. This energy is there. We're setting up that portal that's there. And it's just been amazing. You get an hour recording that you get to hear yours truly, me, Miss Blue. I go over whether this is your very first time, because I hear that a lot, that people tell me, you know, I've never worked with any kind of tool like this before. That's okay. There is no learning curve here. You get to dive right in. So that means immediately once you get your deck, you can start working with it. You get an hour-long conversation with me. And whether you're a novelist at this, maybe this is the first time of getting into your magic this way, or if you've been working with different types of magical tools all your life, it's still going to be something there. And I'd love to hear those stories about new ways you guys are working with your decks as well, too. So get yourself over there and do that, as well as the audio workbooks. Doing amazing, so many transformations and things that are going on as well over there. So if you want to do that, just go to www.missblueblast.com, and you can find all the goodies there. And, of course, if you want a reading, you can always hit me up at question4blue@gmail.com. I want to talk about a couple of more things because there's so much going on in the conscious community. Don't forget, next month, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be in ATL. If you can get there. You know how the song says, you know, however you can get there, you just need to get there. So whether you're going by plane, train, boat, you know, I don't know, you got a scooter, you're hitchhiking, whatever, get yourself down the ATL and see Brother Wayne Chandler live. You know, most of the retreats and things that he does a retreat where he goes outside the country, and he talked about it on the show. this is an opportunity for him to kind of be in a place that we're familiar with, which is the ATL. And Brother Pink is going to be hosting him live. Now, no one is left out here, because even our international listeners from around the world, you can even listen through streaming. So you can contact Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com and find out all the details. So if you can't make it, you can still catch the show. So what a way to still be there, to be there. But definitely support, because it's going to be a great show. Brother Wayne Chandler himself topped off with the rest of the Remix family, the ATL. What could be better? So a great place to be. Lots of great things that are going on. Also, just so you guys know, I don't have all the details, but I had a conversation and I'm speaking with Queen Afua. I believe it was last week, and she's going to have a radio program coming out. So you'll hear more of those great details, and sure to have her come on very soon, very, very soon, so we can find out about that. Hopefully that's a little better, that you guys can hear me here. Well, we're going to get started, because just some good things going on. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, get ourselves situated, get started, and just get ready for the remix, you know, do what we do. All right, you guys, let's see. Let's hear a little Baby Blue. I kind of hear myself going a little in and out. Hopefully that's clear. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you guys. Welcome to the remix. So good to have you here in the house tonight, everybody. Oh, let's see. Oh, the Kim Business class is tomorrow. I'm so excited. It's going down, you guys. We're making history here. We're putting things in the Akashic Records. By the way, these readings have been out of this world for real. Just some amazing things. Got a chance to speak with other... gosh, where is he? In Bermuda. Woo! His Akashic Record was off the hook. Off the hook, for real.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, so here we go. Before we start it, you guys, we're going to listen to a little bit of both, two songs tonight. The first one is going to kind of be one of those that you just vibe to. And I just liked it so much, I thought. Wouldn't it be cool? Excuse me. Hold on, you guys. Let me see. I thought, wouldn't it be cool? Oh, I see the problem here. Hopefully that's better. But I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to play this on the remix? I love this song. So I want everyone, grab someone to dance with, grab someone close to you, or at least somebody close to your heart, and we're going to jam to this. Yeah. Here we go.
Nobody.
Vibe to it. Hey guys, hear me clear? Let me see. I think I've moved a little too far away. Let's see if that's a little better there. Hopefully it is. So now we're gonna hear our song. We're gonna get up and we're gonna dance and we're gonna move around and just kind of get into the flow of things. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. Once you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here. I don't know what you're pressing 1 for yet, but guess what? It's the time to press 1. So here it is. We're going to listen to this song. Jam a little bit. I don't know if you can actually dance to it. I don't know if you're like me. I can dance to anything. It doesn't matter. I can go with the rhythm of my own beat, and I want you to find the rhythm of your beat. As we get ready to do the show tonight, and, you know, this is what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned. So here we go. You guys ready?
As the war between light and darkness continues, heroes and villains become harder to identify. Kindred spirits separated at birth, fighting for their place in time to be solidified. The clock ticks faster and faster while time runs the marathon in this Babylon. But see, the end is only the beginning of the calm before the storm.
I used to dream of success, now success is inadequate. It seems the bigger I get, it's the more they get mad at me. Cause it ain't no rules inside this fight that we battling, and it ain't no leftover scraps. You only eat if you capture it. And I swear it's like a fucked up reality, but creation needs a devil, the devil needs an advocate, I guess. And I ain't too big on duality, but you think you know me? You ain't seen the half of me. So block, no gravity. So hot about it. And the show must go on, yes, but I don't have to act it. And they don't make a television that handles the frequencies of my channel. And it ain't no computer that can hack it. It just don't have the capacity. Hell no, but I ain't having it. You hustle, well, we are grand hustle, nigga, we master it. Y'all working on y'all bachelors. We ball like the process on Sunday like we Catholic sip. This is an embassy, consider me ambassador. Official, no artificial preservative, an additive. I love it all, but I ain't attached to it. They call it the game because it is exact. Whenever I wake up, I get this feeling that I can't wait up. The time is ticking.
Bombs away.
Bombs away. Whenever I wake up, I get this feeling that I can't wait up. The time is ticking.
Bombs away.
Like in the grand scheme of it all, the world's run by a few people and we never seen them at all. How do they exist if we don't know who they are? They could be you, they could be me, they could be queens and gods. Some say they were slaves, an alien race created us all from a distant star. Some say through revolution we evolved. But if anything, what you finna see is a change, don't be alarmed. And whoever they are, well, I think that it's how we start to control. Fuck rules, fuck bars. You can be whatever you want. You can be a star with a car, with a house made out of gold. In the spring or the fall, you can never see it all. If you don't know what I mean, have you seen Niagara Falls? Man, I swear this world is off, but I've just been pushed too far. Now I be pissing up on these bars. Freak out, I beat it and beat it and brawl. Good God, if I go this hard, by the time I'm 90, I won't need Viagra law. Even if I had a dog, that'd be the K99 have a ball. Better watch out when you cross my yard. I am a plane, I am the spark, I am in drive, dollar and talk. Look at my shots, look at the arc, look at the crowd as soon as I talk. Look in their eyes and look in their hearts. Two middle fingers straight at the law. Sincerely yours, so pray to your Lord. Cause this is the war, ain't talking about bullets and swords. UFOs don't make any noise when they're traveling hyperspeed, so welcome aboard. Whenever I wake up, I get this feeling that I can't wait up. The time is ticking.
Bombs away.
Bombs away. Whenever I wake up, I get this feeling that I can't wait up. The time is ticking.
Bombs away.
Freeman. Love that song. Actually, it was Baby Blue who kind of just said to me, you know what, this is a great song. And since you're having a show about what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned, why don't you play this? Of course, she didn't say damn, but you know, she did it. Why don't you play this tonight? So I just definitely wanted to go ahead and put that out there so you guys can hear. And so good to have you in the house tonight. I see everyone here. It's good. It's good for the Remix family. Listen, I want to tell you guys, let's talk a little bit, and then I'm going to start take your calls. I'll be doing mini readings, so you can get on the phone line, 646-652-711 is the number to call once you come in. But I really want to talk about what happens, like, when you have that moment and you don't have anything planned, but you have to do something, or you're put in the position when you have to do something. This is really what I want to do readings on tonight. So if you have a situation that's going on, but you don't know what to do, let's talk about it. So the readings that I'll be doing tonight is sort of those damn it readings, which is about deciding, making a decision. You have to decide, and then it is about action. You have to take some kind of action, and then you have to make some movement. Otherwise, it goes back to my other saying, which is, if nothing else moves you, life will. There are times where things will come up in life, and by the way, today has been one of those days. Today is an 11 day. If you take the number 29, you add it together, 9 plus 2 is 11. That's the gateway. Now, understand about the gateway energy. It doesn't necessarily mean that because there is a gateway there for you, that this is necessarily what you're going to do. Because in some cases, you either walk through the portal or walk through the gateway, making a decision to walk through, or you go through divided. Or you stay divided and you never get to make it to the other side of the situation. So this is a lot of the energy that we've been dealing with this whole year here. It's so many days that is really considered those gateway days or portal days where you have to make a decision. But making a decision is not always the answer. That's not the final point. That's not the final destination. You know, it's kind of like playing with yourself, never, you know, really come. I guess you can say that, you know, who wants to have sex and never get to the pleasure point? Like, how dull that be? So you can kind of think of it that way. It's about making yourself get a position so you can take some action. Once you take some action, then you have to be able to really evaluate the movement. Like, what is the correct move? Think about how many times in your life situations have come up or things have happened, and you had to make a decision about it. And maybe you did, but you didn't take any action. So therefore, you're actually kind of forced to be put into a particular situation. And then once you're forced to be put into a certain situation, it can cause movement. Not just movement with yourself, but others you're connected with, things that you're connected with, it causes those to change too. So that's what we're talking about tonight, what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned. And that's just the premise. You guys get to be with me on my journey. I told you about this. Towards the end of the week, I would be fully committed to sharing my space with you guys, speaking only to the genius in you and myself as we continue to talk, and sharing these things. I do want to know about what the Twitter hashtag is again. Woo, getting some real special people following me on Twitter. This is really interesting. Oh, my goodness. Gotta love it. Okay, so the hashtag tonight, thank you, Esther. She's putting it up again. It's going to be #, doing the damn thing remix. So all one word, doing, D-O-I-N-G, the, T-H-E, damn, D-A-M, and then remix. So just put that in, and you can see all the great conversation going on over there, and I'm sure it's going to be a great conversation. I'm so excited, you guys, to Kim Business Classes this weekend. Oh, can't wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be really, really great. So great things to do. And then also, here goes. We're going to go to the phone lines because I see so many of you already have pressed 1. I want you to begin to think about it. I'm ready to go to the phone line so we can start doing some of the readings. Those of you who have your Kim deck, pull them out. Why not? Pull it out. And begin to work with your Kim deck too. We're going to go to the phone lines because I want to hear one of the damn stories, you know. So, you know, one of the things that I'll do is do some reads tonight to help you do the damn thing, because that's what tonight is all about. We're going to be doing the damn thing. And don't forget, on Sunday night, Brother Panic will be back. Part 3, Movie Madness, is going down and only the place it can go down in the remix. So let's go to the caller calling in, area code 704. You're live in the remix. You're live in the remix. Please take me off a speakerphone. We're getting feedback.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Larry.
Greetings, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. You're breaking up, though, on the phone.
Am I? Yes, I can hear an echo with you, Larry. Are you, do you have your speaker, computer speakers up?
I turned it off. Hello?
Yes.
I turned it off. I have, I'm speaking directly into the receiver.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep working with it. I still hear the echo there, which either means you're too close to the computer.
Yeah, I guess. Let's see. I'll move away.
Okay. Let's see if that works.
Is that better?
It might not be, Larry, but we're going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Damn it. All right, Larry. What's your question tonight?
Well, you said you were doing readings and you wanted to know a story, but I don't really have a big story. I was just doing a silkscreen job, and I'm having trouble doing this job, and I've done silkscreen for years, and it seems like this one job won't come through. You know, I can't get. I've shot about 10 times already,
okay.
And I keep making adjustments and doing it over again until I finally get it right, because I'm not going to let it beat me, you know. So
there you go.
The whole thing is just to keep persevering, you know.
Okay.
Keep doing it. So.
All right. Okay, let's talk about it. Keep on hold, Larry, just to see if we can get the echo out. But then
okay, I'm here. I'll wait.
All right. Beautiful. Well, here's the first thing that came up, Larry, and everybody is just so excited about your. I just want to tell you that. So, but anyway, let's talk about what's happening with this particular job that is happening. This is where you are the new beginner. So you're not necessarily a new beginner at doing silkscreen. You do that, and you do it very well, and you know that. But what's different about this is really sort of just it's time for you to take your art, to take your craft to the next level. This is really what's happening. So in a sense, you need to approach this job as a new learner. And what's happening is you're kind of stuck in your old ways of doing things. It's time for you to step back away from the project. Take a look at it. Take a completely different look at it. You know, if you normally first start kind of sketching things out, or however that process is for you, know that you're ready to go to the next level in your craft. And this is really typically, and for anybody out there listening, this is something for you to know too. When you start to get to the point when you're doing something that you know can do just like thinking, just like breathing, and it becomes that clear to you, then what happens is that when it's time for you to take your work to the next day, the next level, you become challenge with it. That's the first clue. So this is an indication for you, Larry, that you're really starting almost like a new beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense because I was looking at these machines to work with. I'm trying to get a printer cutter from Roland, but it costs $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lease it, and I don't want to rent it. I want
you
to buy it and own it.
It's not anything that you need to do in the machinery. This is something within yourself. You're structured in how you wanted this process. You need to do something different.
Okay.
What I would recommend you is to go and take a look. Take a look at my work when you first started. Just kind of glance at it, take a look at it. And then I want you to take a look at some projects that maybe are way, way out of anything that you can handle as one person doing it. And I want you to begin to look at them and then begin to take some different, take a different angle at it. And a good thing, because this is what actually was coming up next for you, you. And then you also need to really clear and reorganize your workspace. I wrote it in the chat room, do some funky feng shui, and that's exactly what came up next. You need to do some feng shui in your environment where you're working. I see that is actually not as organized as it should be. Is that true?
Well, it wasn't, but it is now because I cleaned the whole garage out.
Beautiful.
Did the floor over, shelves up on the walls, you know, all the way around. Everything is in order now, you know, and it's out of order now because of this job, you know, and the heat. I think the heat's got a lot to do with it. So I've just been, like, learning how to relax, sit back, and take my time, just wait until it gets cool enough to go ahead back into it because, you know, I don't like sitting around not doing anything. I have to. I got to be busy. I got to keep my mind working. I got to do projects. I got to,
So
it was hard for me not to do something. So now with this heat and all of this, I'm just like, hey, listen, you know, you have to get back. You got to relax.
But you've worked in the heat before. Heat is not really your problem. Tell me about the argument you just recently had not too long ago.
A what?
Argument? Disagreement?
No, I didn't have a disagreement. No, somebody gave me a lot of computer equipment and everything, and somebody other guy that used to come and fix my computers, they got attitudes with me because this other guy came through and he did things that they were talking about they could do, and they kept hesitating and playing around, so I couldn't do my work. But this guy came in, he gave me a new computer. Like, he saw how my garage was hooked up where I was doing the work, and he came and he added the extra energy that I needed by giving me a new computer. So now I have a computer upstairs. I got a computer in my garage, so I don't have to, you know, everything is coming together piece by piece.
But I hear you say that the two guys were kind of playing around, and there was sort of like a disagreement that they had with you. So wouldn't you consider that? You might have not argued with them, but there was a disagreement that happened.
They don't like each other, you know.
Okay. Now, this energy, because I picked that up, I wouldn't have came up if it wasn't the energy. This energy is around this project.
Yeah, so I know it there.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get you the cinnamon incense. And I want you to burn the cinnamon incense in your garage.
Okay.
And just put on some music, because music is the easiest way to change the vibration of where you are. Put on some music. It could be anything, Larry, that you enjoy doing. And the cinnamon is really going to help to raise that vibration in so many different ways. It's really is going to help your intention. It really is an intention bringer. It's going to bring your intention for that particular space. It's going to bring that into bring that alive in that room. And it's also going to help as well with purification. So purification of that negative energy that's also in there. It's going to help with that. It's going to because that disagreement energy is what's loathing over everything because of what happened with these two guys that don't like each other and all of that disagreement.
Okay.
So that's the energy. But I want you to approach this project like a new beginner. Just a new beginner and allowing yourself to just to come out. Just to come out. No pressure. No pressure from yourself. Music. Is the heat a big thing?
Really. That's why I mentioned, because it's like really it's too much heat. You know, you have to have an environment that's like, 75 degrees, and it's like 90 degrees in there. I can't even stay in there without sweating all over my work. So it's a thing that I just have to wait until the temperature goes down. And once the temperature gets right, then I know that things will be a little different. But I'm going to take your advice and burn that incense, you know.
Yeah, well, I say this. It's not 90 degrees at 30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, getting up early in the morning, get up around 4 o'clock, go down and do some work down there. And then around 12 o'clock when the sun starts beaming through that door,
right,
that's when I stop, you know.
That's right. Yeah, there is a workaround. And think about, can you move some of the things inside of the process?
Well, it's not really that much stuff. I mean, you know, to shoot the screen there is what takes up the room. Once I shoot the screen, then the garage, you know, it's like wide open again because I could put all that equipment away, you know. So everything is back in order. It's just that some things have to be put on the floor so that you could do the job. Like you have to put your light table down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put down a table so that you could dry the screen once it's washed out. And then
that takes
up a room. But once that's done, those things go back where they go. And then the floor is wide open. So the air flows, everything is good. It wouldn't be any trouble once I get it shot, but I have to wait until that heat goes down. I know that for a fact.
So the heat is not really the problem, but I want you to see that's not it.
I really know that what you're saying is right. You know, that I could feel that energy because I was saying to myself, why is this happening? And I've done this a million times, you know, and, like, it's got to be because of the energy that was in there between the two of them. So,
That's what it is. You need to get that energy there and then really give yourself to be a beginner at this. This means going reading over some of your books, some of your material, looking at different processes and different ways to do this. A lot has changed since you first started doing this, and this is an opportunity for you to just gain so much more.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun because it's a lot of work, you know.
Well, work is fun. You know, it is fun. You are creating, so it's not really work. Once you start to think of it as...
No, I love it, yeah.
There you go.
I love what I'm doing, right.
Well, beautiful. I know you will complete, and can't wait for you to share with us what happened. So thank you.
Okay.
All right, bless you.
You have a good night.
You too. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770-5 Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 770. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like area code 84. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Arthur, a.k.a. Energy, calling from Beaufort, South Carolina. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Calling from Carolina.
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. What is it? Did you call for a reading? For the damn it reading?
I also called for you and to tell you what can the Remix family at first do for you, Ms. Blue, and I definitely give affirmation and honors to continue to bless you and your family and the work that you're doing, that you're bringing to us and to the people that's on the enlightened path and coming to awakening. So the first question I got, what can we do as a Remix family to keep the ancestors and your spirit with you, that you can keep doing this beautiful work and continue to expand in your journey also?
That's really beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Arthur. Let's see, what can you do for me? The number one thing that you can do for me is just continue to live your passion. Just to live your passion. You know, I think that's the best gift return is just to see others, you know, doing their work, walking in their light, and supporting those that come on the forum, you know, like Bobby Hemmick, Brother Panic, and everyone, Lockhart, everyone who comes on the platform, myself included, supporting everyone who comes on the platform, but really, you know, walking your path and doing your work, that's definitely it.
I love it. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have your computer speakers on? Because I hear myself in the...
I had to turn it all the way down, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, okay. It just gives really bad feedback.
Exactly.
It does. All right. So what is your question? What damn it reading can I do for you today?
The damn it reading you can do for me is I want to do the damn thing. I love the title. I love what it represents. I'm reading this book by Julia Cameron called The Artist's Way, The Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity.
Good book. I read it about a month ago.
And what I want to ask you about doing the damn thing is a lot of times the ally within, and one of the chapters she was talking about, which I read and loved the book, is sometimes you tell yourself you're not talented or you're not good enough or you're not like someone else. And it's like, how do we defeat that ally within, which is the enemy within, and be able to be creative and know that it's all going to work out? And you're going to live your dream if you stick with it. That's what I want to know, and maybe you can help us and the Remix family out there to how to beat that ally within and go for your dream.
A great book, by the way, The Artist's Way, really great book. It brings out some interesting points. One of the things that I call that voice, and you've heard myself say it, and even Brother Panic, we call it the player hater. That's what that is. That's the player hater. You. And everyone has a player hater within us, and that is actually the conscious mind that so many have talked about for so long. The number one thing that I can tell you, there is absolutely nothing new on the planet, nothing. Nothing you can think of, not, I don't care how creative you are, I don't care, you know, when you came to the planet, how many times you've been on the planet. There is absolutely nothing new. But here's what is new. You being here at this particular time is the first time ever that you have been on this planet, meaning you, not at a soul level, but who you are right now.
Wow.
So the thing that separates you from everyone else on the planet is you. It's when we can begin to accept our whole self. You see what I mean? When you can accept your whole self, that means good, the bad, the ugly, the flaws, everything. That uniqueness is you. That's you. That's who you are. And so anytime that you begin to put yourself in the position where you can accept you, then you know you're on the right course.
Wow.
That's the start. Everything else after that is kind of like the song or kind of like the commercials, like hit the easy button. Because ultimately what you're trying to do, you're trying to really get to know you. And through getting to know you is how these things are going to come about. This is actually a great question because the Kim Business class is coming up and it's about business in a whole new way. I promise you this. It is the business of self.
Right.
So this is really one of the foundational principles that we go into in many different psycho-sexy ways, is to understand that principle. But how you move past that is you got to damn it. You got to say damn it sometimes. You got to just decide that this is what you're going to do. You're going to have to take action and it's what you're going to have to do, and then you're going to have to do movement. If you wait for the perfect time, the perfect place, the situation to line itself up, for the pearly gates to open, for the brother on the white horse, for the sister on the, you know, the cherry, it's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. And when you feel that you've been stifled, then you have to begin to ask yourself, where am I really sourcing this power from? Am I really sourcing it from me, or is this something that I want to do for somebody else or to show someone else? Because when you're truly doing stuff for you, you could give a rat's ass about what people say.
Hell yeah.
When it is really for you.
I'm going to say damn it on that one.
Yes. You really don't care. Think about how many times you wanted to wear the crazy hat. And your friends just give you a crazy shirt or the crazy hat, and you say, "I don't know what y'all say. I'm gonna wear this shirt. I'm gonna wear this." You don't sit around and say, "Ooh, I don't know. Maybe this hat ain't right. Maybe this shirt ain't right." No, you just okay. They tell me I'm chopping up again. Let's see if we can get it right. Okay, let's see if we can get it right here. Thank you for that. So you really get to the point where you don't care, you see, because if you're truly sourcing the power from yourself, you don't care.
Right.
So when you feel that you're being blocked from doing something, take a step back, ask yourself, where am I sourcing from? And then here's a bigger question. Why do you want to do what you want to do? If you find yourself stuck, then you need to go back to the drawing board and start all over again.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
One more thing. I know you got other calls. One more thing. How do you get into a space where you can be committed to that passion and stay the course? Even you have peaks and valleys sometimes. How do you get in a space where you can stay committed to it, regardless of what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the best way to sum that up, because there's so many ways. The simplest way is you just got to be committed.
Right.
Point blank, you got to be committed. That's it. I think about, you know, when I first started doing the remix, and now I look back, and it's been almost 10 years.
Wow.
Just about every Friday night, and then every Sunday night. That's it. You know how they tell you, it's not who crosses the finish line first? You see,
right.
the first one out the box ain't always the winner. And it's not even
right.
About being the best. It's not being the best. It's not being any of that.
Right.
But when you, and I know this to be true, and I've done readings at this point for thousands, I know this to be true, that when you truly connect it to something, and when it truly comes from your heart, you enjoy doing it, you will have all the energy you need to stay committed.
Right.
Wow. You will have all the energy you need. That's why it's important. It doesn't matter if you have a day job. It doesn't matter if you're working 3-4 jobs. It doesn't matter. You have to find some time to do things in your life that you enjoy. Because if you don't, then you're not going to have enough energy to do anything. That's when people say, you know, I just go to work and I come home and I go to sleep. And I'm tired,
right.
I don't have any energy. And the first thing I say to them is, what are you doing that you truly love? And they will say, well, I don't have time. You have to make time, because that's what gives you the energy to do the other things that you don't want to do. So I remember, I'm in the position where I'm working from home. I remember when I first started out doing the readings, and what would get me through Monday through Friday was, ooh, I can't wait till Friday because I get to do the readings. So I don't care how tired, I could have been working 15-hour days, 16-hour days, I could have been traveling, I could have been doing all that. When it is time for readings, boom, or the remix. Same thing with the readings. I could be dead tired. And anyone who knows me knows that once I start talking about a remix or I start doing readings, it's so hyped. See? It's so hyped. This is where my passion is. This is where my energy is. This is where it is. So if you're doing something and it's draining you, then you need to reevaluate that. You know, some people will say, you know, don't ever make your passion your work, because then you'll fall out of love with it. I don't know if I agree with that statement. I don't.
Wow.
I think it truly comes from, where are you really sourcing this power from?
Yeah.
This is how sometimes you can have celebrities, and they could be as great as they are. I'm going to tell you a story really, really quick, and then we're going to move on. Do you guys remember the athlete Dominique Doss? She was a sister girl. She was a gymnast. Dominique Doss was bad as hell. This chick, Dominique was off the chain. There was not a gymnast that could come close to her ass. When it came to doing those flips, and those she was off the chain.
Exactly.
But Dominique wanted to be a doctor. her parents and everybody begged her to stay with the gymnast. She didn't want to do it. So therefore, what happened? She started stumbling. She started all kinds of stuff happening to her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, she ended up breaking her ankle. All kinds of things. All kinds of things happened to her. Why? It wasn't because she wasn't good, because she was the best and really slated to win everything. It was because she truly wanted to be a doctor in her heart. And I remember when she said it in an interview, that's what she really wanted to do. So I guess the message here, and this is some of the things that we cover in the class, and I'll just kind of go on it. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You know, it's like the Cain and Abel story. You know? You can do it, but are you able to do it? And not just able on a physical level. Will it allow your heart to do it? You know how the song by Stacey Ladishaw, if your heart ain't in it?
Exactly.
You know? Because you can tell when someone's heart is not in it.
Yeah.
You can
tell
when their heart is not in it.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. Doing your passion or doing your work, this is the hardest job I've ever had in my life. And I work longer hours than I've ever worked at anything I could have ever imagined.
Wow.
But when it comes to tipping the scale, it definitely has more on the upswing than not. So those foundational things about being committed, oh, you will have to be committed. You will have to be committed. If you're not, you know, as we say, the gig would have been up a long time ago.
Right.
You know? The
exactly.
gig would have been up. We would not be having a remake right now. You know?
Right.
So those are the things to begin to look at, you know? And often that question I ask myself when I want to do something, why? Answer that question. Why do you do this? And, you know, it sounds real nice to say because you want to help people and you want to share, but I can promise you that energy level doesn't fill up an 8-ounce bottle.
Wow.
It doesn't. It has to be greater than that. It really does. And the great thing is we all came equipped with it. I call
right.
it the genius in us. Everybody has a genius in them. Everyone.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. I know you have other Remix family callers, and I didn't want to take up their time. And thank you so much. And I got a CD I'm going to have for you that's going to blow you away, and it's coming from my heart. So you're going to look out for energy. So I'm going to change the world with that. So I just want you to know.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Know that the world is you. If the CD
wow.
changed you, hell yeah, it changed the world. It just did. See, that's the world. That's the world.
Thank you, Lou.
Yes,
you so
you're
much.
Welcome. Peace and love.
All love, peace, and blessing to you and the Remix family. Thank
you too. Oh, that was you. All right, you guys, here we are. We're doing dent readings. Imagine that. 510. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 510. They're talking. They'll come back. 646, you're lovely mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Ms. Lou. This is Denise Cole from Brooklyn.
Okay, good night. Who is this again?
Lanisha Cole from Brooklyn.
Okay, Lanisha from Brooklyn. Greetings, greetings, greetings. You wanted to damn it,
Yes, I did. But I also want to share something with you beforehand.
Okay.
So last year I felt that I was on my path, my destiny path, and then things occurred which disrupted that path. And I recently graduated from college, and now I just feel stuck and very stagnant in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I do know my purpose, and I do know that we create every situation in our life, and I'm not mad but I just don't know, like, where to go from now on. And now I'm, like, I'm in a jamming situation. So I would like a damn reading. And also I am right now working with the Kim deck and just basically pulling cards every now and then, journaling and writing poems as I pull the cards. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so, tell me again. I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I have your question right. So tell me, what is your question again?
I would just like a reading, a mini reading.
Okay.
And just where do I go next?
Where do you go next? Okay. Yeah. Sometimes life can throw us what seems to be a blow. You know, it can be a blow. And here's a good thing, and I want you to remember this, because this was told to me, and I never forgot it. Never, ever forgot it. Know that everything is always working out in your favor.
Okay.
Know that it is. Trust that it is. Believe that it is. Right now is a great time for you to get into nurturing yourself. Nurture yourself. Really just nurture yourself, taking care of yourself, and not trying to carry the whole weight of the world on your back. You know, because you kind of give me energy like you a ride or die chick.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're a ride or die chick. Like, hey, I'm riding and dying. Hey, let's do it. You know? And if you have that, you know, to have that us against the world type attitude and we're going to do this. But really what Spirit is saying for you now is to be in that place of stillness and be very present and live in the now. To live in the now. And what does it mean to live in the now? How do you live in the now? That means if you're in the kitchen and you're washing dishes, that means you are very aware of soap touching your hand, whether you have a plate or a cup in your hand, feeling the water, the temperature of the water, being very present where you are, recognizing that. And also recognizing all of the things of abundance around you. It's through this stillness that you actually get to take yourself to the next level. And for you, you need some nurturing. You need to really go back and think about where you planted your seeds of intention. Because once you see where your seeds of intention is, you can't be mad because you know you planted a seed there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go outside in my garden and plant tomatoes and be pissed off when I see one. What the hell? A tomato doing growing out here?
Yeah.
Why is there a tomato here? No. I know that I did that. I know that I planted a seed there. So now it's time for you to be very, very present in where you're planting your seeds. And then begin to nurture those things within yourself. Nurture yourself. Nurture yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Know that you don't need a man to validate you. Is it a beautiful union? Hell yes. Is it a necessary union? Sometimes, absolutely. But the way that you treat yourself is the way others is going to treat you. And quite frankly, you haven't been giving yourself the best. And so, therefore, you can't get the best back. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, nurture yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself unconditional. And then that is the love that will be returned to you. Stay in that place. Don't be so ready to go to the next thing. Just be still with it. Be still with it for a minute. Think about where your seeds are. Think about where you want to plant new seeds. Where do you want them to grow? What do you want them to grow into? And think about that. Before you start to open yourself back up to the universe, first you have to know what it is you want. And right now, that picture is not clear.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's not clear. And Miss Blue will tell you honestly, it's not. It's definitely not clear. And so, you know, when I think about it, one of the energies that come up is the stone people. You have them deck, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Card number 17. You know what the stone people look like, right?
Yeah.
By the way, you guys, pure feminine energy, the artist, the amazing artist that channeled all these energies is actually listening to the show. She just hit me up here. She's listening to the show out there tonight, so definitely got to give her some love. Yeah, you want to make sure that you are not becoming a stone person, you know, detach, being driven by fear, because you're coming into a place to compromise. It's not always an option. You've got to be compromising yourself. You know, find those things, set some new standards for yourself on an internal level, and then begin to live up to your standards, not someone else's. A great goddess you can begin to work with is going to be the goddess Aphrodite.
Okay.
Yep, Aphrodite. And she really is about igniting the goddess within you. Aphrodite, and then, of course, from the Kim deck, Hetheru. You know, she's about awakening the goddess within you. And do this through dancing. You know, take a belly dance. Class, you know, self-care. Did you think about it?
Yeah, I've been getting back into dancing a lot now.
Well, good. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. You need to just damn it, and you need to do that. Think about those seeds. Begin to treat yourself the way that you want everyone in your life to treat you. And so when you're number one, there's only one other place people can put you, and that's in number one. That's it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for calling in. Let us know how it goes. Okay. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jatan. I'm calling from Houston.
Okay. Greetings to you, Jatan from Houston.
How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Okay, so of course saw the title of the show, and I'm kind of having one of those damn moments.
Do you understand?
So I was just calling to see, you know, like maybe what you were picking up, you know.
Well, tell
my
us.
Energy.
Yeah, tell us about that damn moment. What's going on?
Everything, Ms. Blue, everything.
Yeah, it has to do with relationships, sex, and power.
There you go.
Well, I knew, Jatan. I wanted you to say it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Relationships, sex, and power. What a hell of a combination, a really beautiful combination. Let's talk about it a little bit and see if we can get it. One of the things, John, and this is an interesting card in the Kim deck, and this card in the Kim deck is called Body Talk.
Again, no, it was the last time. It was the first card that came.
Yeah, see, it's gonna keep coming up as long as you're still in that cycle. That's the thing about it. So people call me all the time, email me, and they say, Miss Blue, I keep pulling the same card because you're not getting the message. One, and then two, you're still in the same cycle. Body talk, you know, and it can mean different things just depending on the situation. You, here is the thing. First of all, you got to know that you're in the cycle of growth. You're growing right now. You're growing. And this is about listening to your inner vibes. It's about listening to your inner vibes. And really, Jatan, there's some healing that had to take place that you just have been escaping throughout all of these different relationships you've come into. And then when it gets to this, it happens. Because what happens, Jatan, is you start to use your sex energy as power.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, because then the power gets turned around. Because truly, in your heart, what you want is love. Not just to have power over sex. So
okay.
you got to be honest with yourself about how you're getting what you need, honestly. You know what I mean? And I know it's because the past hurts that you let people in, but you don't let them really in. And so a lot of these is really on the internal level of how you're feeling the pain. And it just seems as though somebody is in your book, what I call it, or your records, your greatest fear keeps happening. The greatest fear is they will, and damn if they don't do it. That makes sense?
Yes.
So, here's what needs to happen, and here's what I want you to do. I want you, again, it must be a night of healing. I want you to spend some time with us, yourself.
Okay.
Just with you. Just with you. Enjoy time with you. And not let your body speak for you. I want you to speak for yourself. The next time you find somebody admiring body or admiring these things about your body, I want you to open up your mouth and I want you to speak. Don't allow that to be how you get in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Don't allow that to be. You know, every woman wants to be flattered. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want someone to say how beautiful or what they thought about you? That's a very flattering compliment, but you're so much more than that. So I want you to begin to lead with who you are and not let your body talk for you.
Okay.
Begin to work with that. Otherwise, you're going to keep having these situations happen over and over again. And I know you're to the point where you're tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Tired of it. And so I want you to spend some time to get to know yourself, get to know you on a whole nother level. Really internally, you know, this is about your inner vibes and really begin to speak to the things that you want. And if you find someone that can't get past your body talk, then you know that's not the person you want to talk to.
Okay.
All right?
Yes,
I'd love to hear what happens afterwards. So shoot me an email, come back on, let us know. I want you to start working on the things to really begin to get into that. I want you to write yourself a letter to yourself about what are some of the qualities about Jatan that you love. What is it about you that you love? At least write 5 things about yourself that you love. 5 things. So I'll ask you, give us 2 of them right now. What are 2 things you love about yourself?
The fact that I can be, I'm very outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
I speak my mind. And I'm free-spirited. Like, I enjoy myself, you know what I'm saying? I like who I am. I like who I've become versus, you know, the
right
other fad I could have been following.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to really get me some tangible things about you, because you have some amazing qualities and attributes about yourself. So talking about you should never be vague. It should never be, you should never say, I don't know. Because you saying, I don't know, that's the message you're sending out. I don't know. So sit down, write a letter to yourself about those five attributes about yourself, those top five attributes. You said that you're loved, that you're a very outgoing person. And what does that do? What does that do? The outgoing, how has that helped you really expand upon that? And then think of four other things and write that. And each night for the next five nights before you go to bed, I want you to read that. That's going to help to imprint that into your blueprint that the world sees, the energy you send out. Because right now that's not on your blueprint. And you need to get it in there. You need to get it within your blueprint. And know that this too shall pass. I know you know that. I know you know that. Your beautiful sister doing some amazing things. And now it's time for you to know it. For you to know it. So peace and love to you. Let me know what's going on, and come back and let us know.
Okay.
All right, peace and love to you. All right, so next we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the room. Ooh, 225. We're going to come back to 225. We can't hear anything. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 336. Your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where we're calling from. Three three six must be in the bathroom. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Yes, I see. We talk about your phone. You might spend some phones tonight. 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
How you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm doing Griff. All right.
It's Griff from Atlanta. Griff, a.k.a. Power Guy, a.k.a. Able.
What's good, Griff? Good
hearing you. Just checking in with you. How you doing, Miss Eve?
Oh, doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. You know, we're having a damn moment.
Yeah. So I want to call in to see what's going to, you know, help me get my I'll get me off my damn ass and get me going.
Griff, you know, the last time we talked, we really had a good conversation, and I really want to know what kind of movements you made.
I've been establishing a little team. I see I got people around me that are willing to work out with me extra hard to push me.
Okay.
And to really give me some truth.
Okay.
Give me some honesty and, you know, that type of thing. I've been really, it's been really more mental than it's been physical. I've been really looking at my direction on everything in life I need to balance out for my journey, you know. So I've really been doing that. Now, I haven't been able to try out and go, you know what I'm saying, to that step yet. But I have been, I didn't take that conversation in vain.
Okay. Well, good to know. Good to know. Okay, so let's talk about where you are right now. This is really still a great place for you to be. You know, the energy, I have to think about the goddess Sekhmet. And, you know, Sekhmet energy is really about strength. And it's also about survival.
You know? All right.
Mm-hmm. And it really is time for you to put through all your blocks and obstacles and stand in the fire. You say this is what you want to do, so when are you going to do it?
Okay, Ms. Blue, you know, okay, with me, I have a couple of hurdles that I need to cross that I feel that I need for me showing my talent for real and getting out there and really, you know what I'm saying, seeing where I can go with it. Today, if I was to go today, I feel like I'll fall on my face. And maybe that's, you know, maybe that's what, I don't know. Maybe that's what I need.
Well, here's something I want you to think about. Suppose you went somewhere and you did try out, right? Because this is about standing in fire.
Right, right.
Then why wouldn't you get an opinion from where you're trying to go? I mean, it's good to talk about all the people around you.
Right.
But what about going where you're trying to go? Like, it's one thing to say you got people around you that want to help you, that just want to do this. But why don't you go talk to somebody that this is what they do? Then they could say, here's where I think you should work. Here's where you need to put some energy. Or this is what's going to get you to where you need to be.
Right.
You know, it kind of reminds me of a story, Griff. Like when I first wanted to buy a house, it was like this fear of even going because I want to get turned down.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you know, I got to do this, got to get this together. This is straight. Make sure this is straight. Got to make sure this is straight. And you know what I learned? All those things I spent all that time fixing, they could give less than a damn about those things. It was really little small things that I was like, that's what y'all care about?
Right.
Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me I went and paid off all student loans and y'all don't care about that?
Right. It's got to play, yeah?
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Go put through those obstacles, put your money where your mouth is, and reach out to those people that can give you the feedback you need.
And I do help people too. I know that, you know, we do create our own destiny. I mean, well, we do create our path. And I really, just by me concentrating on that, I've been, you know, running to people who got, you know, got agents for me to talk to be honest with you, you know.
Okay.
And I just thought that, you know, if I talk to them and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm like 30 pounds overweight, you know, and, you know, I didn't want them to.
No, but see, that's assuming. And, you know, my daddy taught me a good lesson about assume. You know what happens when you assume?
You make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, you make an ass out of you and me. That's what
right,
happens
right.
when you assume. And my father told me never to assume anything. And I never forgot that lesson. So don't make an ass out of you, and don't make an ass out of me. Don't assume.
What?
If you go talk to them and they say, guess what, Griff, you need to lose 10 pounds. You already knew that. Why you heard over that?
Right, you're absolutely right.
You understand? But what if they say, hey, we can get that weight off of you. That ain't no problem.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the coulda, shoulda, woulda. You don't.
And I'm still hanging out there, right?
Yes, you're still hanging out there. But know that every action there is, it causes another reaction. Thousands.
Hello? Hello? Ms. Blue?
All right, you guys. Hopefully you can tell me something good. Where did Griff go? Where did Griff go? Griff left? All right, Griff. I guess I'll drop too. So I'll say this, you guys. I will say this, and Griff, I'll say this. Stand in the fire. Do what you got to do. Make it happen. Stop being a scaredy cat. So you're not. And handle your business. You're going to do great things. You know, you just got to know that you're going to do great things. And know it will happen. All right. So here we go. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. I believe it is for area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Blue? This is Jovan calling out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you, Jovan.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you for everything you do. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I appreciate you and Brother Panic and Bobby Hibbert and everybody who comes on the show.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Beautiful. Likewise. Likewise. So what can we do for you this evening?
I guess what I'm calling is on a topic of basically I'm at a point where I feel that I am in vibrational alignment with my heart's desires, but as far as the actions go, I'm not sure exactly where to put my intentions. You know, I feel that I can do music, and it's been my passion for most of my life, but now teaching is sort of calling me.
Okay. So what's the problem then? Why don't you teach?
Well, with well, with first, like I always look at it. At the end of the day, it comes back to a financial situation, you know. And I'm not in a situation where I'm working or would even like to work a job. I feel like the job would be to follow my heart's desires, but I just haven't taken the steps because of, I would say, financial support.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I hear a lot of static in the line. I don't know if it's something, you know.
Let me see. How about now?
Sounds a little better, sounds a little better, but I'm going to put on mute so everybody can hear me, and then I'm going to come back to you again. What was your name again?
Jovan.
Jovan, this is Jovan. Okay, Jovan, great question. Love this question that Jovan is asking. And interesting enough, the Kim class, business class is tomorrow, and so a lot of these things we will cover in very detailed about these different things here. But so here's the thing. Hopefully you guys can hear me again. And one of the things I will say is this, you know, it would be the perfect world. We all get to do what we love, and that could be the end of it. I'm not saying that's not possible. It is certainly possible. But the number one thing that is coming up for you right now, Jovan, is quit your day job. Don't do it. Don't quit your day job just yet. But that has nothing to do with your passion. Are you there?
Yes.
So did you hear me? Don't quit your day job, but that has nothing to do with passion. Listen, you can live your passion and still do what you need to do, and you can make a gradual transition into this. But this is really about a child dream that you had, correct?
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
Is this about a childhood dream that you had to teach that you just never did?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you're in a position right now and you want to do it, but really it's about you. You kind of feel tired about what you're doing now. You're feeling tired. You feel like you can do it, but you're not in the financial position. What does your financial position have to do with teaching?
True.
It doesn't have anything to do with this. It doesn't.
You are.
The number one thing, heart's desire, is coming up for you. And it really is about unseen and it's about shifts. So this is what I'm going to tell you. Begin to move in that direction. And I suck with time, but I'm going to tell you this. Within the course of the next 6 to 8 months, an opportunity is going to open up where you could get on full time. But you got to make some movements in that direction. I don't care if it's volunteering. I don't care if it's you setting up something. You have got to take the action. You got to damn it for real. You got to decide. You got to do some action and then make movement with the action. You know, keep the action going through the movement. You have to do something.
Okay.
So definitely when the 6 months come back up, you need to let me know.
Okay, will do.
Right?
All right. I appreciate everything, Ms. Blue.
All right, likewise. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh, beautiful. That's going to be really good. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 8055 in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Ms. Blue. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
Greetings, Griffin from Jamaica. You called for Emmett reading?
Yeah, the thing is, I've made some steps regarding my artwork and marketing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know what you see Spirit says that should be my next move or main focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, I get all these ideas in my head and I just want to know where I should be focused on.
You should be focused on listening to your heart. Listening to your heart.
I am.
Yep. Exactly where you said you're doing it, it's working for you. Listen to your heart. Keep that movement going. Keep listening to your heart and keep listening to your heart. I can't say that enough. Keep listening to what's truly in your heart and following that to a T.
Okay.
Following that to a T. That's really going to be key for you. It's listening to your heart and really just staying true to that and following that to a T. Really.
Can I ask a quick question, Miss?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that I have not been doing this effectively? Because it keeps coming up and I really just want to get past it, so I'm sorry.
Say it again. What keeps coming up, Griffin?
To listen to my heart.
Mhm.
And I do believe that I've been walking that path and actually doing it.
Mhm.
So I'm just wondering if I'm failing somewhere along the line.
Well, here's the thing. You think you're failing, then you are. You really are. But here's what I want you to do so you can have you. I want you to make you a listen to your journal. And I want you to write down, starting out with, at 9 times that you listened to your heart and it worked out well for you. So anytime you begin to doubt listening to your heart, you'll flip that journal back open and read. You listened to your heart and it worked well. That's going to start to really embed itself into your blueprint. So that you can know when you're truly listening to your heart and you're not listening to your mind.
Okay. All right. Understand. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you, Grin. And thank you so much for calling in from Jamaica.
All right, Miss Blue. Take care.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area 302, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, is this me?
Yes, it is.
Miss Blue, this is Butterfly. How are you, tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am truly delicious. All thanks and praise. First of all, I just want to share with you, thank you. I got to give you that. Thank you. Just for breathing, sister. Because as long as you're breathing, sister, you sharing some stuff with me and everybody else. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
I mean that. Real talk. Real talk.
Yeah.
I gotta hurry up. We have like a little thunderstorm going on right now,
Uh-oh.
I love. But it just started. But on the same page, and thank you to the remix. One love to the remix. I just wanna share with you, Miss Blue, first of all, again, thank you for everything, and I just wanna share with you I know. I'm trying to hurry up. That thing with the apparatus with the sand going down like the little
the hourglass. Yes.
Yeah, like that, right?
Right.
Is that around me right now? Ooh, yes, it is. I just heard some thunder.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay, look, sister. First of all, thank you for everything. And I remember one time I called you, or you called me back, and you said the most simplistic statement. You said, sister, have you ever heard of the statement KISS? You remember that, Miss Blue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to share with you, when I was in the second grade, one of my teachers shared, they wrote that on my paper, Miss Blue, KISS. Okay? Second grade. Back then, I was like, damn, that's kind of harsh, but hindsight, like, okay, here I go again. So anyway, I just want to ask you, or if you please will, to share with me everything you shared with me and you know, me marinating on that. even beyond that, I'm being for real, Ms. Blue. This is
okay.
like my raw moment, my raw
okay.
my cut
okay.
moment.
All right, raw
real
and
talk.
Uncut. Okay, all
yes,
right.
Yes, raw and uncut. Okay. Real talk. I've been through like the Christian realm. Nothing against that, because it gave me what I am today. I've been through the Islam, Muslim realm. You know, and it gave me what I am today. The Hebrew Israelite, blah, blah, blah. And I also went through, like, the agnostic and to a point where, like, shit, ain't nothing else. I mean, pardon me. Shoot, whatever. Ain't nothing else out there, you know what I mean? And blah, 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 blah. But somehow there was a common chord with you and something that within me that kept me hold on to stuff, which brings me to this point.
Okay.
And also, I just want to let you know, see, this is what I'm saying. I am still practicing on, when you share with me, KISS. Okay? So let me keep it simple, stupid, right now.
Okay.
Okay? Look, okay, real talk. Okay. Okay. Everything is beautiful. All thanks to praise. Everything is beautiful over here in my universe. It's you know what I mean? I got the little hurdles. I get a little breather, you know, jogging. Then there's a hurdle I got to jump over, and hopefully I jump over it, but somehow if I, like, clip it and I fall down, I get back up, you know what I mean, whatever, but I still have, like a little scratch or a little scab on my little knee or whatever. So, I'm trying to, look, this is raw and true, this is a raw, rare moment for me, sister, for real. I say all of that to say, okay, real talk, everything that you share with me from that very simplistic statement, KISS, you know what I mean? And you can do it and blah, 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 blah. It's manifested, sister, and I'm sending,
okay.
I will be sending the manifestation of the, you know what I mean, like everything happening in the womb and with the seed and the, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. But on the same page, Miss Blue, right now, I just want to please that you can share with me. Right now, I feel I'm in a moment where I swear, I just want to do what's right. And I know what's wrong is right for some people and what's right is wrong for some people, but I have a son, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just saying with the music and the poetry and everything and with the molestation and blah, 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 I just, right now, like, the CD and everything is manifesting. It's here. And I love it. And I give thanks and praise for that. But I still feel within me there's always more. And when I go into the mode where, look, nigga or sugar, you don't know nothing. So, you know, and stay in that moment so you can remain open to know something. But on the same page, there are things that I know.
Okay,
and,
okay.
You know,
okay.
I just want to do the right thing. I don't want to fail my son. That's all I'm saying. And his father and, you know, I'm going to do the right thing. That's all.
Okay, all right.
Help me, Miss Blue, please.
Yes, I am. Two things.
Okay.
And I want to kind of take you back to this, and I know you remember this. I'm going to kind of mute your phone so we don't hear a lot of the feedback there, but I know that you can hear me. I want you to think about forgiveness. Think about forgiveness.
Okay.
And I want to think about that statement of forgiveness. Two things that needs to happen. The first thing that needs to happen is for you to just be in the position where you can hear yourself. Because what has become key for you is that you've been in the position where you've only been able to hear yourself. Okay, all right. I hear you, New Jersey. This is something in the chat room. But I want you to be in the position where you can actually hear yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I want you to hear yourself, and I want you to be able to recognize that what you're trying to do is to stay in a very safe place of being a victim. Now, I know it comes across a little harsh, but I want you to hear me when
I hear you, Miss Blue. I hear you.
So, it's about you trying to stay safe and stay the victim, you see. Because even though these great things are happening to you, you are constantly pulling on things of the past. It's not about forgetting, but it's about where are you truly at with it. And it comes down to self-esteem issues. And so what happens is compensate for it or attempt to compensate for it by doing all of these other things. So that way you don't have to hear yourself. So here's a challenge for you. It's for you to begin to activate your own willpower and recognize it for yourself. So that you can get out of the places that pull on your self-esteem, and put you in a position where you feel you have to overcompensate for what you feel is missing from within you or what you have judged. The only way that you can be put in the position of where you're judging is if you're judging others. And that's just the true answer.
But I don't want that, Miss Blue. And I don't want to be listening. Pardon me. When I say listen, I don't mean that in any way.
No. But I want you here because you just did what I said you were doing. So
let
the faster you talk, the more you do that, you don't have to hear yourself. But when you slow down, you start to hear yourself, and then you start to judge yourself. That's what you're doing up, and you're doing to yourself. And that is what I call the school jerk.
The self-sabotaging. Right. Okay.
It's so this is what I want you to do. Before you speak, before you say something, I want you to ask yourself two questions. One, I want you to play the thought in your mind first before you speak it. And then two, I want you to ask yourself, am I the victim here or the hero? If you can identify with being the victim, don't say it. Don't say it. Only statements that put you in the position of being the hero.
Miss Blue.
Yes?
Miss Blue. Again,
yes?
I want to say thank you, but beyond that, I want to say to you in a non... I just want to say to you, you gave me a multiple O, okay?
you can say it. You can say it.
Okay, I can say what I want. What I'm really feeling.
Yes,
Miss Blue. I want to thank you for my multiple orgasm. My multiple orgasm. Yeah, it was some little sexual for me. I don't know about you. I'm saying for me. But on a sensual level and a spiritual level and an emotional level, real talk. All I'm saying is I love you and I thank you. And all I know is I got something coming from your behind, sister.
Oh,
okay?
Love you too. Remember those two things. Think about
it. I got it right here.
Say it. And then ask yourself, am I the victim or the hero here? Only the hero. That's it.
Come on. You know I ain't trying to be no victim. I mean, I was at one time. And I, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying.
Mm. Are you doing it now?
I'm going to be on the street, and I'm going to walk on by, baby, right now. That's all I'm saying. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So,
all right. Okay. We'll know if you got it. Peace and love.
Oh, you will know in a few more days, sister. I got something coming for you, okay?
All right. We'll look out for it. Peace and love to
you.
Thank
you, Ms. Blue. Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace. All right, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 415. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hello?
Yes?
Dante, California.
Dante. Greetings to you, Dante. California.
Correct.
What can I do for you this evening, Dante?
Oh, I don't know. I was just hoping that a little reading or something like that, pull something out the Oracle deck or whatnot.
Okay. All right. You don't know what you want me to do for you, Dante?
Everything's all crazy right now. Okay, I got a question. I got one question that I was thinking about. Like, when it's like your spirit tells you to buy something or to, you know, cure yourself with peace soda or whatnot, how do you know if that's your spirit telling you to buy that or you just on some buying shit? Because that's something I had an issue with, buying shit. Like,
yeah.
So now I'm like, sometimes I be knowing, but sometimes it's like questionable.
Okay. Let me ask you an honest question, Dante. Do you want to live?
Do I what?
Do you want to live?
Do I want to? Yes. Yes.
Why are you filling your body and mind every day with things that are killing you?
Why? I mean, like what?
Like drugs.
You mean like alcohol?
Drugs. Yeah.
Because I'm like trying to bounce back from this right now, really. I'm trying to get this shit like out of my system.
Are you really?
I am. That's why I'm like, I'm good with it, though.
No, Dante, I don't think you are. I don't really think you are. Yeah. I don't think you are. Let me tell you why I don't think you are. Because
what is that?
You had an opportunity to check yourself into a place that can help you, right? That's yes or no, Dante.
I don't know, like, it depends on what you mean, like, recently or, like, a long, long time ago, because recently, it's like, that wasn't the place where I wanted help, like.
Let me get this straight. You have the problem, there's a place to give you help, but that's not where you wanted to go to get help.
I mean, a long time ago.
We're not talking about time ago. Here's what I want you to do.
Well, recently, hell no. Nah. Like, there ain't no place like that was supposed to help me. Like, no, not really.
Yes, it is.
I mean, unless I'm just drawing a blank right now. But
you're drawing a blank. Trust and believe. You're drawing a big blank.
A place is supposed to help me do what?
Help you get yourself yourself clean.
Help me get myself wet.
Clean. Clean. You know
oh,
what that means?
Crazy.
When the people say
yeah, I do. You were choppy. That's what I'm just saying. Like,
oh,
your voice
I was choppy. I was a little choppy. What you mean, Dante, is called a little bit
yeah,
of...
I ain't retarded. I know some of these people that call... I mean...
No.
Never mind. Excuse me.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, that you can find a word for them, but you can't find for yourself.
Oh, I could find... I mean, yeah, I could find words for myself.
Here's what I want you to do, Dante. I want you to go get yourself some help. Get yourself
outside
clean.
Of... See, that's the thing. Like, I was trying to go into this, like, and meditate, do stuff, like, spiritual things. Somebody, like, I don't want
to
go to some group, some so.
No.
Talk to people and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Like.
But guess what, Dante? That's what your ass needs. You need that, too. You need that, too. Because you're doing some real human shit. So you need some real humans to help you. Then you can get into your spiritual work. But while you're doing this...
I don't know what type of humans can help me. Like, I think I'm the only one, I'm honestly, that can kick my own ass. Like, I've been saying it for the longest, but
doing a horrible job.
I don't think nobody can do it like me.
Dante, let me give some real love here, Dante. You can't help yourself, Dante. If you could have, you would have done it a long time ago. I ask you to email me. I know you have access to the phone and the internet because you're calling into the show and you find a way to call into the show. There's a brother named Frank Williams that lives out in California. Are you familiar with him? He also is a chairman. He's been a guest on the show. And he really helps brothers, very holistic brothers, get themselves clean, get into programs to get off of drugs and alcohol, whatever their addiction is. Or if they're coming out of prison, to really help them get themselves together. And I remember when I told you to contact me to get that information. So I'm going to give it to you here. If
you told me to contact you for this, excuse me, you told me to contact you for this information in a previous conversation?
Yes. Maybe you drew a blank.
No, negative. Nah. I like reply to all emails from y'all. Like, that shit ain't, That ain't the deal.
Dante, I wasn't emailing.
This is my first time calling in. Like, I don't know how
Dante, this is not your first time calling in. We've talked before, Dante.
It is.
All right, Dante. It looks like you got it figured out. So here's what I would suggest that you do. I would suggest that you reach out to that brother and get yourself some help. And if you can do it yourself, then don't call in when you're high. Peace out. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, my God. I'm back over. This is Jamal calling from, I'm in Romeoville, Illinois right now, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't really have a direct question. I was just listening.
Okay.
I just want to hold my slot on the phone line, but
you can. You can stay there. You don't.
But hold on. But at the same time, you can go and do your magic, and you can look through the chem deck, whatever, however you do it, see what's going on. Because, you know, I just want to know. Because since I'm online, since I'm on the phone.
Well, I'm tell you one thing about me, Jamal. And
okay.
If you don't know, you'll know this. I don't give anybody a reading who didn't ask for it. So, if you want one.
Yeah, I want one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I didn't know I was going to get picked. So, I was just.
Okay, you didn't know you was
good. I heard 815. Let me take it off speaker. He said,
Okay, all right. So, yes, and let me just put a little disclaimer out there, you guys. I have talked to that brother that called in before, and he has called the remix before, and I hope he can really get himself some help. But I would be making a mockery out of him to let him continue to talk in that state of mind on the phone. So, yeah. Tonight is doing the damn thing, so let's just keep it real. We keep doing the damn thing. Eventually, he'll get himself some help. Okay, Jamal, so what's going on with you?
With me at the moment, I'm chilling. Like, I don't know, I'm just living. Like, I can't really say, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not feeling bad or nothing. Like, I don't know. I'm just, I mean, I ain't going to sound like I'm just, you know, just living the life. But, you know, I'm just feeling good right now. I don't know.
Okay.
But
there
is,
so...
like, Go ahead,
Jamal.
No, I didn't want to talk at the same time.
I was just going to say, what particular area do you want me to look at for you?
Oh, okay. Career.
Career-wise. What about career?
What you, like, as far as my career, like, what I'm doing right now, like, I don't want to do this, you know? but like, what I see for myself in the long run is, like, what I say is, like, other young person thinking like music this, but I'm doing that regardless, you know what I'm saying? But as far as my career, what I'm doing now is some little warehouse, little work, but I don't want to be doing that forever, you know? But like what you see like in the outlook or as far as the direction I'm moving in, what do you see, like, I don't know, career-wise, I can't really say. Like, that's my main focus though, career.
You don't want to talk about no love life.
I don't
want to
hear, I'm not focused on no love life right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to hear career. Like, no, I want to get established, get myself together. Real talk. Like, I don't want to, I ain't got time for all that drama. I just want to get my money right and so settle down. So, you know, you feel it.
Okay. All right. Gotta love the brothers. I promise you, y'all are doing the most tonight, the brothers. Doing the most. Oh my goodness. Okay, so here's a couple of things.
Okay.
When it comes to career-wise, a lot of opportunities out there for you when you talk about career. I don't know if I really like that word, but I hear what you're saying. And I hear what you're saying about career-wise and, of course, what you're doing right now. You just don't have a passion for that. One of the things I want you to think about, and I have to say this, I know you don't want to talk about this, but I want you to begin to get into some of the things that you enjoy doing. Communicating your truth about what it is and face some of your fears. Because no matter where the fears are that you're facing them, which you have a lot of fears in the area of relationship.
Okay.
You all right?
No, I'm just playing. I'm listening.
That's okay. Well, interesting enough, throat chakra came up for you. The throat chakra?
The throat chakra. Like, they're dealing with speech?
Not necessarily your speech. Dealing with communication, and it's about communicating your truth. And I felt that kind of tighten up as soon as you got on the line, your throat shutting up, which tells me that there's a lot of things you ain't saying here.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things I can say, but I was trying to be cool. I was trying to sit back and be cool sometimes. Like, I don't know. But go ahead, Ms. Blue. I hear you. I'm taking it.
Okay. So, you know, career-wise, one of the things that I'm going to tell you is you're working in a warehouse. That's not truly what you want to do. What you really want to do is have you a girl that you love and be together and have you a nice family and have no worries.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Yes, it is, though. Yes.
Yeah, it is. So I didn't buy that whole I want to talk about love and relationships.
I know. I knew you probably were going to aim at that direct, I just get it at the point. I ain't want to talk about it, but you already got it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big part. In fact, one of the things that you really want to do is really be a father.
Yes. Because I don't have kids yet.
Yeah, I know. This is for real. I'm not making it up, I promise you. And this is what I'll say to you. That's going to lead you into your passion. With for you, definitely working with your hands. You're more of a physical man. You like working with things of your hand. And definitely having a purpose that's greater than yourself. Not that you don't recognize your own greatness, but really just having someone else to be responsible for and also care for is really what makes your heart pump. That's what gets you going.
True.
Then I say, Jamal, you go get you the girl, go get you the baby, and do the damn thing. What's the problem?
No, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Because you're like, I know.
That's what I say. You have amazing sisters out here. You're an amazing brother. And that's truly your purpose. Listen, I talked about it on a show a while back. You know, sometimes we think when we start to think about purpose, we have all these fancy damn ideas in our head, all these damn titles and all of these things. And, you know, nothing is greater than sharing love. And in anything that you're doing, I don't care if you call it a career, your passion, your spiritual calling, if you're not in the business of understanding where love plays a part in it, then you failed. Simply, you failed. You're just going to be running around in the circle for the rest of your life.
Right.
So really begin to get yourself into that position. When you can truly speak that and be honest about it, it's going to open up so many possibilities for you. Career is not going to be an issue. You're going to be able to do what you love, how you love, the way you want to do it, and all of those things will begin to free you. So, you know, ultimately what Spirit is saying is really for you to begin to open up your throat chakra. Speak your truth. You know, let that be heard. Let that energy come out. Let it be communicated with you in so many different ways. You know, allow that essence of the God that you are just filter through your body. I mean, just listen to how much smoother your conversation is now as opposed to when you got on the phone at first, just by you speaking truth.
Right. I feel you, Miss Blue. I feel you. Because, like, when you said the throat chakra, like, I don't know if you said, like, speech or communicating, like, I have a difficult problem communicating sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody, I'm the quietest person, but I'm not quiet though. But I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy. People think I'm talking about you sound too hood, too ghetto. It's how I talk, but I don't know. But I can slow it. Like, I calm myself down. Like, it's certain people. Like, I don't know how it's had worked. Sometimes,
right.
I thought, but I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be myself, though. But like you said, my throat chakra, I do hold myself back sometimes, like far as verbally speaking.
Right, because you know what happened is you're having all the thoughts in your mind, but you're filtering them when it comes to your mouth.
Yeah.
So there's no problem with you speaking. It's a problem with you not speaking your truth.
Right. Okay, I understand. I get what you're saying.
So, yeah, peace and love. Let us know when you're the girl and the baby.
I'll be posting on Facebook, pics, Twitter, all that. I got you, Miss Blue.
All right, peace and love. Beautiful, beautiful, Jamal. Thank you for calling in. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 916. You're live. Remix, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Sister Ebony, a.k.a. Morena. I am calling from California.
Okay. Greetings to you, Ebony.
So many greetings. I just love you, and I love your show. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Love you as well, too. It's so good. It's so many amazing brothers and sisters that have connected. I mean, to date, it's over a million listeners. Yes.
Oh.
Can you imagine? over 1 million remixes.
Go ahead now.
Doing the damn thing.
I know
love
that
it.
Right.
I love,
oh,
I
my
love
goodness.
It. Yes. So beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am calling for a reading.
Okay.
And I'm trying to keep it very short.
Okay.
I am going through some serious, serious depression tendencies and anger issues, unhappiness, the whole nine. There's a whole bunch of backdrop behind it.
Yes.
And I'll try and keep it to a minimum. Mm-hmm. I hate California.
Mm-hmm.
I despise it. I loathe it. Oh my goodness. It, you know, there are some places that you move to.
Yes.
That you just got to be careful. There are places that you move to that will match, that can match better with your personality and, you know, who you are as a person. It's someplace, I believe that. I've come to that realization for myself.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, in my own belief, you know, it's just, it can be tough for a sister out here, you know, especially if you're looking for relationships. And no doubt it's difficult for sisters no matter what part of the country you're in, but it's a taboo, it seems to be, a sister out here. So, it trips me out. It's just like, what the hell, where the hell am I?
Mm-hmm.
No, so.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, I wish to God that I can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of reasons why I cannot at this time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, because you hear, you know, you talk to people and they're like, why don't you leave? I said, if I could have, I wouldn't be talking to you about this.
Right. Well,
you know what
you
I mean?
Know, yes. Well, here's the truth about it, Ebony. How long have you been out there? About 5 years?
You're good. I've been here since 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not really good. You know, I picked this up spiritually. I wish I was that damn good. Man, I'd be on TV somewhere, right? Good doesn't last for a long time. It doesn't. But being able to connect with spiritual energy, that's a lifetime. So, yeah. But no, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you've been out there for about 5 years. Here's the thing, and I want to talk about energy that's around you at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm clear to everybody. I guess I'm coming in a little chop chop.
Yeah, I'm
trying to use Skype. I really want to use it because I love it so much. But
right.
Sometimes I just have way too much going on over here in the blue lab. And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So we're gonna see how we can get this working. Okay. Hopefully that's clear. Well,
yeah.
The number one thing that I want to tell you about this is that California always didn't be this place that you hated so much.
Right. I came here with great aspirations.
It's not until recently.
Hello? 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 I'm still here. I know, Esther. I'm hanging on. Okay, I can sing, hold on, I'm coming, hold on, I'm coming. I'm trying to entertain until Miss Blue comes back. What's another song? Hold on to your love. I don't feel no ways, child. I forgot that song, but I'm going to go back to hold on to your love. Human nature. I love that song. I can't murder Michael Jackson's song. I can't. Sure, Sandy T, I'm taking requests. We're waiting for Miss Blue. We're trying to hold it down for her. Oh, yeah, I'm in a good mood because I'm with y'all. Y'all are awesome. Love, I do not do that chick. I don't do that chick love on top. Give me some Mary. What's a good song for Mary? Miss Blue?
Yes.
Hey. I was trying to hold it down for you.
I am looking in the chat room and I see nothing but laughing. I said, "Oh my goodness." See, this is why.
I was trying to help you out, you know.
Oh my goodness. This is why there's no place like the remix.
I know that's right. I'm about to cry. It's so funny.
Great job. Holding it down.
Well, thank you.
Oh, wow.
I love y'all. So,
were you singing? What were you doing, Ebony?
Yeah, I was me singing. I was doing some, what is it, Sam Dave, Hold On, I'm Coming. Hold On, In Vogue. I was about to get into Mary.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Doing the damn thing is right, Esther. They are doing the damn thing tonight.
I know that's
I
right.
I promise you. Okay. Beautiful. Let's see where we were.
I heard that you were saying that, you know, I've been here for five years.
Yes,
ma'am.
About 5 years, and it always wasn't a place that you didn't want to be.
Exactly. I was one of the forerunners to get here, you know, because
yes.
thinking mm-hmm. it was a good place for us to, you know, change up.
Yes.
And then at the time, I thought my husband was coming, and he
yes.
abandoned me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, and that's about it. Because right now, where you're at right now, is about yeah. You're right. Sue just wrote in the chat room. She ain't depressed no more. That's it. You need to just keep singing and laughing. Yes,
I'm
definitely.
Telling you.
It's nothing like the power of laughter to really bring your spirit up. And this is really about just beginning to sort of do some honest reflection for yourself here. The worst thing in the world is to be somewhere that you don't want to be. But I will tell you this. I do believe energetically energy can affect a person, and it can definitely alter them, you know, like physically alter you. Because
yeah.
of the vibration and the energy of where it is on the planet, I'm going to tell you that this is not your case. Now, you can make it your case, but this isn't the case for you.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't honestly the case. It doesn't mean that if you want to move, you shouldn't move, but I don't really want you to feel something that's happening that's not really happening. And I'm just going to tell you spiritually, how I pick this up, like I pick up everything. This is not it. This has to do with all of the issues going on, the obstacles, the challenges. And one of the things that's for sure, that no matter where you go on the planet, you got to take Ebony with you. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything has got to go. So you're in the perfect place where you can begin to work through these issues now. So when you decide to move, if and when you do, you don't bring these same things with you.
So true. That is so true.
See, you don't want to bring these same things with you. This is really the honest answer for this right now, is this is about really just recognizing where you are and knowing your true purpose, because that cannot be altered by anyone. You see, you are operating within your free will. When you think about your free will, what it means to you to activate your own free will, do things within your free will, what does that mean to you? How do you really encompass being able to be within your free will?
Wow.
And here's another thing to begin to think about, is about you using your wisdom, using those things of your feminine energy, really begin to get into that energy. Just truly, truly get into your feminine energy. This is where you feel best. This is where the creativity comes out. This is where your wisdom kicks in for you, and really love in that space. You can sit around all day and say, I hate this place. I can't wait till I leave. I just want to get out of here, and I want to get out of here. And, of course, you're just, all you're doing is getting yourself into the mode of a victim.
That's true.
What happens to victims? Every victim or a hostage, every hostage wants to be rescued. And this is how you fall prey to this environment. Trust me, I've been a hostage twice in my life, and I wanted to be rescued.
Yes.
Oh, trust me, I was hoping my mother would come for me, my father would come for me. Hell, at that point, I'd have took anybody to come for me.
Yes. Wow.
So this is where you don't want to go with this energy. You don't want to fall into the position of becoming a hostage. And this happens, particularly, it happens with men too, but we see it more amongst sisters, so let's just keep the damn thing real. What happens is we become the victim, then we become the hostage, and now we're looking for someone to rescue us.
Yes,
only to find out that you left one hostage situation to be in a damn another one. You know.
It's true.
Wow.
So true.
You know? So know that you're operating within your own free will. And then begin to set your intentions, not for someone else, but your intentions for you. I'll give you some advice as we continue to see what Spirit has to say about this. And then I'm going to tell you a powerful statement that my daddy told me that I never forgot. Mm-hmm. And it pretty much has been my saving grace for a lot of situations. But one of the things that I wanted to tell you, or gosh, I lost that thought. So let's go to Daddy's statement, because that's going to help us. And that is, you have to begin to follow your own agenda. And see, one of the things about you, you get so happy, you know, ooh, I get so happy. And you get so excited. And next thing you know, you're not following your agenda at all. You're on somebody else's agenda.
Indeed. Indeed.
And that you're following their agenda better than them. You're able to go back to them and say, but I thought you said that this is what we was going to do. Mm-hmm. They like, damn, you know my agenda better than me.
It is
so
true.
So it's about following your own agenda. And that's one of the things that my father always taught me, is that if you follow your own agenda, then you can never get lost.
Wow.
How could you get lost? And if you go through an experience and it's not what you want, you still can have your own ownership in it. Because
wow.
It takes a lot of responsibility. I don't know if you heard the show where I once told this sister that it's up to us to choose in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, when you choose and you're not the victim being rescued, then you're also responsible for the choice you made. So that's what don't leave you feeling so fucked up about it. But you're like, well, that's what I wanted at the time. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this. This was an experience I was a part of. Not what he did to me. Not where he left me. Not what he did. I made a choice here. I was involved in this as well.
Wow.
I made a choice here. So now I'm going to look at my choices and I'm going to say it wasn't all bad. It's a lot of great things that I gained out of this experience. I was operating within my own free will. No one, I didn't turn my free will over to somebody. Imagine if somebody handed you a piece of paper and said, okay, I want you to sign right here because this means you've given me your whole, your free will. You would say, oh, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But we get into relationships, we get into friendships, and we turn our shit over every day.
Sure enough, it's so true.
So really just be conscious about your inspiration. That's your movement. You see, because motivation is inspiration and movement, and you are inspired and you inspire other people. But know your own agenda. So what Spirit is saying, it's time for you to get back to the basics. It's time for you to begin to ground yourself. And I'll give you another example about grounding. Remember when you were in school and your mother or your father told you, go to your room, you're grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You need to ground yourself. You need to prohibit yourself from doing certain shit that you will come back and say, damn it. You need to prohibit yourself from it. That's your grounding. You need to put yourself on punishment, and you need to know what things you need to ground yourself from.
So true. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And, I've been so, to my own home,
Yes.
I don't even like to call my apartment a home. I just call it the place I stay. But
Why? Why? That's a victim again. Who does that? That's a victim. Oh, this ain't really my home. It's just where I live. It's a victim.
I can't help it. You know what? It's so true. I've been a victim for so long. I was a victim in my marriage. I was, you just get on that cycle, and you don't know how to get off.
Yes, you have to ground yourself from being a victim.
Oh,
no one is holding. Yes, you got to ground yourself from being. It's time is out for being the victim. It's so not cool at all. It's not, trust me, come out of being the victim. You know, it seems like, I don't know if you heard the sister who called in earlier and I told her, stop being the victim. Be the hero in your story.
Yes, I was looking,
So, be the hero. Think about what you're saying. How can your home not be, what? How can your apartment not be your home?
Because, I'm just so, so disgusted and angry and just don't want.
Yes. And guess what? You got to let all of that out. I believe in the power of the pen. You need to do some writing, and you need to begin to do that. You need to begin to write. You need to begin to write.
Yes, and I used to write. I need to get back into it. I really do.
Yeah, write yourself a letter. Release all that. Write your hate 'em letters. Get them out. Then begin to just burn them. Get rid of them,
Wow.
Burn them. Sign them, release them, and burn them. You see?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You got to begin to do that. You have to release that energy. Beautiful. People are saying this is helping them too.
Yes. Right. I was just looking at that too.
Kumbaya, my victim. Kumbaya, all the hostages all over the world. It's time to get free.
And, one quick thing. I'm steady trying to get into the spirit, trying to, work on the spiritual side of myself. And I just feel like I'm not getting anywhere. And I was thinking it must be because, I guess it would have to be because of the mere fact I can't get over this hump.
Well, that's a big part of it. But also, here's another thing I want you to begin to think about it. You are spirit. So know that you're always doing spiritual work. You are. It's not like a component, 2 hours out of the day or 30 minutes, you're going to work on your spiritual work. Really begin to just think of it as a part of your life. Everything that I do is spirit work. I'm always working my Kundalini energy. I'm always activating my third eye. I'm always doing it. There's no way that I cannot do it. So that's the first thing. You have to just know that you're doing it, you know? Do you have the Kim deck?
No, not yet. You know, I'm so broke right now. You know, I definitely, you know, when I get my money,
you are a good damn victim. You are a good victim. You are a good victim.
You know, use in an experience.
Oh, you are so good at it.
This is so embarrassing.
I'm so broke right now. I'm just so broke, y'all. I'm broke.
Oh, this is so horrible. I feel like Sylvester, you know, the little nephew with the bag over his head.
No. But listen. That's one of the ways to keep yourself very current with your magic and active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the ways to do it. You're not really broke. The fact that you can say you got an apartment, you're not broke.
That's true. You're right. Exactly.
You're not broke. So, you know, stop putting things out in the universe that you don't want to manifest, because the universe doesn't judge.
Woo.
And so if everything that you focus on is about, oh, I don't have this, and this ain't what I wanted, and look what he did to me, and I'm just so sick of this place, the universe is going to say, her right there, she wants more of this, because this is all she focused on. 24 hours a day, we can wake her ass up in a dream, and she's dreaming about it. Just send her more of this, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
So remember, energy goes where thought flows, and if this is not what you want more of, then you have to begin to focus on what you do want as opposed to what you don't. Because whatever you give energy to is what you're creating. Think of it that way. The next time you want to create energy that's about being broke, about not having, then keep doing what you're doing. You're going to get more. The universe is going to say that. Every time that you call your ex a broke-ass nigga, a lying-ass nigga, know that the universe is going to say, hey, all you broke brothers, all you lying-ass brothers, line up. This is where y'all need to go, because she likes it. This is what she's focusing on. Send it over there to her, because that's what she wants. And so you go from being a victim in one situation to being somebody else's victim. They like, damn, just when I thought I was going to have to stop rescuing victims, here go another one. And you're smiling and laughing. And now you think, oh, it's time for me to show my happy side. Hello, my name is Morena. And oh, this is what I do. And this is my lovely home. He's looking at you saying, and you're a damn victim. And I love victims.
Damn.
And you go back through the same cycle and you say, why? I did everything right. I was the best I could be and he did this to me. Yes, because he could read what you wasn't saying. And that was, you're the victim. You're the victim. So change that template energy by coming out of the victim role, because that so don't look cute on you. You know how your girlfriend tell you, girl, I don't look cute on you.
Okay.
Like, put it, yeah, it doesn't look cute on you. It doesn't.
No.
And thinking about the whole situation with you and your ex, I mean, come on, you knew he wasn't coming.
Yeah, I found that out. Yes.
You knew it. You had your signs, but you chose to ignore it.
Mm.
You chose to ignore it. So it's about just really taking your responsibilities in the situation and recognizing that now it's a part of who you are. You understand? It's a part of who you are. It's a learning experience, and you can begin to move yourself past it. In fact, you're already past it. What's keeping you stuck is all the energy you're focusing on it. So therefore, nothing else can really come into play because you're giving this so much energy. So the energy that came up for you lastly is the Zulu Union, which really is a great card. It's great energy. It's about creation. It's about freedom. It's about surrendering. And it's also about obsession.
About who?
Obsession.
Processing. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
About having an obsession with something. And for you, the tender spot, which goes all the way back to your childhood, is this thing about relationships.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's what it is. So you're the little girl waiting for daddy.
Wow. And he never came.
Never came. And so now you're still the little girl waiting for daddy. And every time daddy runs out, it crushes you even more. I want you to think about what happened to you when you were 6 years old. Do you remember life for yourself around when you were six?
Yes, I do. If I'm not mistaken, I think I remember a specific situation. I think I was around that age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was a terrible situation.
Yes.
That involved my father.
Yes. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to begin to go back to the little girl. And it's amazing how people listen to me. They listen to me so much, they're repeating my words. It's beautiful when I see it being done.
I know, that's right.
But I don't want you to tell the little girl. That's incorrect. You never want to do that. You never want to have a conversation with yourself and tell yourself you did nothing wrong. You don't want to do that. That doesn't heal you. That keeps you in victim mode at that age. Mm. You don't. That's not necessary. What I want you to do, though, is over the course of the next 32 days, I want you to begin to really connect with yourself. Over the course of the next 32 days, create that garden that you guys have heard me to talk about so much. And I want you to go back to yourself at 6 years old and tell yourself that you're loved, that you're safe, and that you can accomplish anything that you want in your life. Make it a garden scene. Make sure that there's flowers there. Make sure that, you know, there's no animals, no people, and just a bench. What's also important is that after this, that you take the opportunity to journal your thoughts afterwards. Make sure you journal your thoughts afterwards about everything that comes up. In most cases, it doesn't have anything to do with what happened.
Wow.
It has nothing. You will get revelations about things you probably forgot about. You really will be able to connect with yourself, free yourself, and then be able to really bring yourself up to where you are now. Release yourself, because a big part of you is still back when you were 6 years old and when that situation happened. This is where you need to go back to. This is where the work needs to go. Do that for 32 days. That's going to really help to free you. And any time during that time, you can actually go back to that particular moment. You can go back to that particular moment, and you can begin to work with that energy and release it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is so deep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wrote it down. 32 days focus on myself.
32 days.
32 days.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Wow, you are amazing, and I cannot say thank you enough.
Oh, you're amazing as well, and I can't wait to hear. So keep that lively spirit you have. It's amazing. You're full of life, and truly be that life that you're full of. Focus on that. And whenever you want to have a laugh, just, you know, come on over here. And, you know, who knows, maybe I'll give you 5 minutes on the platform. You could sing for us again.
Next time I will for sure do Marry My Life. I used to sing that song all the time when I was 16.
Well, go ahead. Give us a taste of it. Give us a taste of it.
Okay.
Give us a taste of it.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I haven't sang in a long time, but I'll try. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Life can be only what you make it. When you're feeling down, you should never forget. Say what's on your mind, and you'll find in time that all the negative energy, it will all cease, and you'll be at peace with yourself. That's all. That's it. That's done. I'm done.
Oh, that was beautiful. And, you know, that's an excellent way to really send that vibration, that energy through you, through your body as well, is just to sing. Let that out. So anytime you want to go back to being the victim, sing.
Exactly.
That's going to take you instantly up out of that mode. I do see opportunities and things changing for you, and this is probably going to be, I'd say about 5 months from now, you're going to see some drastic changes. You know, I suck with time because past, present, and future really all exist in the same space, but I'm looking at the scenarios here. It looks like about 5 to 6 months from now. So definitely, I know you'll be around.
Yes, I'll be here. I'm telling you, I'll be going back to listen to Brother Panic. Got my panic pack. You know, I got some tea still in the refrigerator. Chilling.
That's what's up. That's beautiful. And come back and let us know. So
you
peace
know
and love.
And I thank you so much for all of this time. I know I took up a lot of time, and I just
No. You don't need to make excuses for things that were divine. So peace and love to you.
Yes,
thank you. Listening.
Blessings.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, you guys. Oh my goodness. 11 minutes to go. 11 minutes to go. What's going on Twitter? Who knows? Icy is in the room saying something to Esther. It's always crazy on Twitter. You guys get over there. Hashtag, I think I screwed up the hashtag, but it'll be there in a minute. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Tashir. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you. Did you say Tashita?
Tashir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that
Thank
name.
You.
Tashir.
Yes, this is my first time calling, and for you to mention that there's a million listeners, I got really nervous.
Oh, they're
but,
harmless if you
yes,
stay at arm's
yes.
length.
But I'm glad I got in. My daughter, she asked me before she went to bed. She said, Mom, are you going to press 1? And I said, I think I'm going to. So I finally decided to do it. But it was meant for me to get in contact with you, so I'm happy about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm having several damn moments, and I'm just trying to basically piece things together. And right now, me and my husband are basically, we're working jobs. He's working a job. He's not happy. And we don't see each other often. And I went back to work recently, I want to say, back in September. And I miss my children. So recently we were looking into relocating back down south.
Okay.
And
were you thinking about going to North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Spirit just told me that. Yeah, go ahead.
And I was thinking about going to law school, and he recently came across a job opportunity that will offer more money, of course, and closer to my family. And then lately, though, an idea, a business idea, has been popping up in my mind. And and I'm not sure where to go now, because it's like, well, it's a reason why this idea has been popping in my mind, and I'm not sure exactly what I want to do now. So I guess I'm a little confused and hesitant all at the same time. And
Okay. First of all, I'll say this. North Carolina would be great. That would be a great move for you guys. One of the big things when it comes to law school, this was something you sort of dreamed of and you really want to do. Really do. A big part of you really, really wants this. But honestly, there's a part of you, too, that thinks that maybe you waited too long.
Yes. Yes.
And whether and really thinks that you waited too long. That's not true. That's not true. But here's something else I want you to think about, too, is that you could still go to law school because you have this perception of you sitting down with books. And yes, it's going to be it is going to be challenging to really readjust yourself, to really be back into your studies. But this is also something you love. But you're also going to have an opportunity to also incorporate doing your own business as well, too.
Oh,
yeah. So I actually see that you doing this, you branching out and doing more things, doing so many things. But don't let that stop you. If you get there and you feel as though you should not maybe enroll in law school right away, maybe you want to take some time to help your husband get settled and everything, but you feel like making these sacrifices, you need to be doing something. And that you can do. I just don't want you to do it up under the wrong constraint, you see, that you feel like you must do something. I think the business idea is actually a great idea. It's going to take you a little bit to get yourself settled, just kind of make some connections, but it's going to be a great idea. And I ultimately seeing your background you have now and everything about law school really helping you take this in a whole new direction.
Oh, wow. So they basically everything does coincide with each other.
Mm-hmm. The move feels really, really good. If your husband gets the business idea, I say do it. The business offer for him to go there, do it. For you to go there, do it. The
do
one
it.
Thing, don't put yourself on the pressure track of just saying that you're doing this just to go to law school.
Okay.
Because that's
okay.
not the
and,
main
and that's And that's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
what I've been saying.
No, don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. When you get there, I don't see you enrolling right away into law school. I see you doing more things of business. And oddly enough, I even see your husband kind of working with you in this business.
Oh.
I see him playing a key role in this. What does he do? He works in an office. What does he do? Some sort of business? What does he do?
Well, he's a supervisor at a local steel mill. And he's one of those type of people who's always coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And
I really see him playing a very, very key role in this business, too.
Okay.
I really do. I see him eventually playing a big role. But know that this move is not just about you going to law school. You guys both thought North Carolina feels right for so many different reasons. Trust that. Use your wisdom on that. But don't lock yourself into one particular thing with it.
Okay.
You tend to get stressed out. And that will stress you out. Yeah, it'll stress you out. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, that's part of the plan. Yes, go through the motions, because that's something that you definitely wanted to do and always have wanted to do. But I see you doing both. I see you in law school taking those things, and I also see you working in this business that you want to do as well, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is great to hear. I've been stressing my mind about it and trying to figure out, well, what do I need to do? Is this right? Should we be doing this? And I've been questioning whether or not.
No, there's no need to question you. Instantly, I see North Carolina, instantly, and I've lived there. So Spirit showed me a nice picture. I said, oh, they want to go to North Carolina. So, yes, right on the money. Now, had I said North Carolina and you said California, I'd have said, maybe. You should, you know, think about something else. But, no, you are right there. Trust your wisdom. Speak your truth. It's going to be important for you and your husband and your family that you communicate that honestly. That, yes, I do want to go to law school. I know it's going to be challenging for me. And, honestly, I don't know if I want to give that kind of energy. Speak your truth wherever you are with it.
Okay.
Speak your truth about it. That's going to really help to just set you free. But I see you doing the business, I see you going to school, and I've seen your husband, when he has his free time, being very instrumental in helping you set up your business practice as well.
Oh, wow. that really sets things in motion for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And make sure you come back on and let us know all the goodies. Yes. All right. Well, peace and love to you. North Carolina is a beautiful place. Enjoy.
Yeah,
that's going to be great for you. That's going to be great for you guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And to you as well, Miss Blue. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. And let your daughter know you press one.
I will do that. She's going to ask me when she wakes up in the morning. So I'm definitely tell her that. Thank you, Miss Blue. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, Pete. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. But, hey, before we do, 1 minute and 49 seconds before we actually get into the after hours, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You have to get on the phone line so that you can hear the after hours show. I see tons of callers still on the line. Don't forget, everyone who's in the Kim Business class, if you guys are listening, woohoo! We do our first day tomorrow, and I'm so excited about that. Know that homework will be coming for you either tonight or in the morning. Well, not in the morning, coming in the morning here. So, yes. So call in, you guys, if you want to get on the phone line before that. If not, don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be here live in the remix on Sunday night, Moving Madness Part 2. So you definitely want to get yourself over there and listen to the Movie Madness show there. Have some great shows coming up, some great guests, some you're familiar with, and some you're not as well. Keep tweeting over there and also posting on the Remix Family page. If you guys like the show, I want you to get yourself over there and like it. Like it on Facebook. If you love it and leave a message. Tweet about it. Spread the message around and download. Much love, Warm Spirit. We're doing what we do, doing the damn thing when you absolutely have nothing else planned. Nothing else planned. Damn it. We're doing the damn thing. Ah, beautiful. You're joining Twitter for me. I so look forward to the connection. All right. So we're going to keep going here, everyone. 3 seconds, and we're counting down. Going to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 612.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Blue?
Hi, who's on the line?
This is David, calling from Minneapolis.
Greetings to you, David, from Minneapolis. Ooh, that was a mouthful. What's going on, David? You wanted a damn reading tonight?
I want a damn reading tonight.
Don't you love that, David?
I do. I love your show, and I'm getting to know you slowly. I listen to you with my wife, and listen to Brother Panic, and
okay,
in the circle. What I wanted to know, Ms. Blue, is this. I am at a point in my life where I am like, I don't quite know how to get to where I want to be. I'm a man who, you know, I have 7 children by 5 different women, and I want to, you know, I want to be a really good provider for them. I know I have the gifts to do it as far as, you know, providing for my children. I don't have a problem with that, but there's something bigger going on with me, and I just can't quite figure it out. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm a carpenter. I'm an artist. I can do all kinds of things. I can with my hands and stuff, but, you know, my spiritual side, you know, I've been on this spiritual journey for a long time, and I'm starting to see things.
Right.
But I feel like I have so many obstacles in my way. And by the way, you know, listening to the, you know, the sisters when you was talking about being the victim, I feel like I feel like I've incorporated that also. But I also feel like you know, I can get out of it, and I have gotten out of it, but I've like gone back to it. I feel, you know, I feel great power around me and in me and through me, but I don't quite know how to, you know, ground myself, if you will, or I don't quite know what the words are, but I feel greatness with me. I just don't know how to get there, and I don't know if I'm afraid to get there. I don't know if I'm afraid to really trust myself to be able to do it. I just don't know, but, you know, I really feel, you know, I took a shaman's class, and I found out, what, you know, my animal totem was a gigantic hawk, and I see hawks all the time now, and they come into my presence, and hawks are, you know, very majestic, and they're private animals. They don't really come close to humans, but they've been coming really close to me, and just all kinds of stuff. And I just, can you give me some kind of like direction, set it straight for me? I'm totally, you know, open with it. I don't care. You can tell me, you know, you fucking up, do this, do that, whatever. I just okay. I just need some, you know, I need some help.
Yeah.
For real.
All right. All right.
My spirit
well,
telling
you,
me
David.
That you will know.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, David. And thank you for sharing. Talk about doing the damn thing. 7 children by 5 women, you doing the damn thing.
Well, I did the damn thing.
Yeah, there you go. Even better, did the damn thing. I just had to say that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But here's a couple of things I want you to take a look at. You know, you said you've done all of these things, and you've been on your spiritual path for quite a long time, but yet you're still having sort of that challenge of activating that from within yourself, you know, really activating that thing within yourself. One thing about you, David, that's true, and you can kind of speak to this, is that what works best for you is definitely when you're in a relationship. That works best for you.
Okay, yes.
That works best for you. But here's the thing, too. One of the things that I will also tell you this, I want you to think back to when you was about 12 years old, because this is the marker that spirit is giving me, is back when you were 12. Can you remember what life was like when you were 12?
I can.
When you were 12, you got a lot of rejection.
Okay. Yes. Okay,
you got a lot of rejection from kids not wanting to play with you, not wanting to hang out with you, from girls, just a lot of rejection, even from within inside your own family structure,
mm-hmm.
which was, by the way, a little kind of crazy itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, as you grew up, you kind of made a promise to yourself that a lot of that pain that you felt, you would never feel that pain again.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, you've been rejecting people.
Okay.
You've been rejecting them. And so particularly when it comes to relationships and really sort of, and I want you to hear me very clear with this, it has a lot to do with sexual energy, and it has a lot to do with what you truly, truly think and feel about women based upon the women that was around you when you were growing up.
Okay.
When you say okay, tell me what that means.
When I say okay to the words that you're saying, I didn't quite look at it that way, but I see it clearly. I understand it, and it's true.
Mm-hmm. And so the truth of the matter is you're in this vicious cycle of beating yourself up because a part of you really wants to do these things and make them happen. But the fact is, when it comes to women, you don't really have a lot of respect for them.
Or trust, for sure.
Yeah, or trust. And which is even bigger than respect. Because I don't have to trust you to respect you. You see, that's
mm-hmm.
a whole nother category there.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, you're in these relationships and you're really trying to work your way and you're trying to get over these situations, but then they don't come out that way. It has to do with respect. And so that same respect that you're still fighting for from when you were 12, you have to give it in order for you to receive it.
Okay.
And then let's go back to you trusting yourself, because that's the person you don't trust at all. You don't trust David. You don't trust yourself. So it's very difficult to allow these things to truly manifest themselves through you, because the trust is not there. The trust is not honestly there with yourself. Because to trust yourself would mean that you would have to respect yourself. And then if you respect and trust yourself, guess what that means you would have to do for other people?
Trust and respect them as well.
You'd have to trust and respect them as well. And a big part of you is not willing to do that. I would say that you're open to entertaining the idea at this time, but up until now, you weren't willing to do that. You wasn't able to do it, and then it went from able to you wasn't willing. So it's about taking an honest look and recognizing that women who have come in your life are not the women you grew up around. And even better, know that everybody was really doing the very best that they could do. At the end of the day, we all are. So it's about you having a whole fresh new thought. Really having a fresh thought when it comes to women. When it comes to what you see women to be, for one, and then two, learning how to trust yourself with that new vision. And then start making, having respect for yourself. Because these judgments that you've made, you're now living it. You're living all of these judgments you've made. Now it's become David's world. So this is why there's a disconnect. No matter where it is, it's a disconnect. And like you said, you have definitely the potential to do all of these great things and do them very well. The blocking point means that you have to trust. You have to trust. And now the children are looking at you like when you were 12. That's how they see you. They see how you're treating their mothers. They see how you're treating them. You do it, then you go back and beat yourself up because that's not truly what you want to do in your heart. But you don't know how to stop it, how to change it, how to fix it. So you've got to get yourself in the position so that your children do not repeat this cycle. Because right now, this is all that they're left to do. Because what's happening now is that the children are now judging you. And it don't feel good to be judged, does it?
No.
So, you want to get attention? You got it. You got all of your children to give you attention. And damn it, if they're not giving you exactly what you want. You're getting attention from all areas of your life. From your baby mamas, from your children, from the courts, from your job. Everybody is judging David because David judged everybody. So stop judging. And you won't be judged. You were 12 years old and you wanted attention, and now you're getting it. You're getting attention. You're getting the attention, but it's not the attention you wanted. You know, it's not the attention you wanted. I'm going to let you speak for just a second and reflect on some of the things that we just covered.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Only thing I can really say is like, wow, this is, I didn't quite see it that the way you described it. And it even sounds, my ego could look at it as tough love, but it's not even that. It's I really understand this, and hearing it put into words and into perspective for me, I really feel like what I've been seeking. It's finally here at my doorstep, and the help I've been needing, I think you seriously just gave it to me.
Well, beautiful.
And so now, I really, really appreciate that.
Well, good. So now it's time to, damn it, you know, it's time. You've made a decision, take some action, and make some movement. Come honest with your baby mamas. You know, tell them honestly, you know, how you feel, where you're at with this, and what you plan on doing. And things can begin to work more in the direction where everybody can be a support system to each other and not tear everybody apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the attention you need. You may not always be there to be there for all of your children, but you can be there for them. if it's no more than picking up the phone, calling them, and making the connection, let them know where you're at, what you're working on, what you're doing. This is going to give you the strength so that you can follow through, so that you can provide for them, so that you can help them and be a part of their life, and they can honestly be a part of your life without you judging and without them judging you. But really, I want you to begin to separate the difference of how you've seen the women in your life growing up and the women you've brought in your life.
Okay.
You'll be able to get great, great success out of it. You'll get the attention that you want in the way that you need to get it. But you have to trust yourself and respect yourself enough to do it that way. Stop running from what you've created. Stop running from that situation, because that's going to get you nowhere either. You have to face it.
Okay.
You have to face it. You've done the spiritual work. So now it's time to begin to put these things into action for real, not just for attention. And I want you to see that, because this can be helpful to so many people out there that's in your same situation. And that's one of the very, very strong questions I always challenge myself. I know I can do this, but why do I want to do this? What is really driving me? Where am I sourcing this energy from? So it sounds good to say that you've been on this spiritual path and you've been to this class and you've took that, but at the end of the day, what are you doing it for? Is it for more attention? This is you still being 12 years old, trying to get your mama's attention. So for everybody that told you, get out of my face, David, you said, I'm going to fix all of y'all. And you did, including yourself. So now it's time to stop that. It's time to change it. It's time to have a fresh thought and a fresh vision. Sit down and rewrite your vision for how you trust yourself, how you respect yourself, and how you want others to trust you, and how you want others to respect you. And then you will learn how to respect them as well.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. And come back and let us know. Send me an email as well, too. You can always get a full reading that way. So peace and love to you, David. And we'd love to hear back from you again.
You will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Again. Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. All right, you guys. Lots of lessons being shared here. We're going to continue live in the remix. Oh, my goodness. Guess what time it is? Guess what day it is? This is June 30th. The Kim Business Class is going down. It's happening later today. I could do that dance. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be right here with you guys. Know you can always reach out to me for a reading by emailing me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Someone said too deep for prime time.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Oh, greetings.
Hello, fam. This is Miss Vanquish from Atlanta.
Okay, Miss Vanquish, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. Waiting for you to do the damn thing.
Don't y'all love that? I came up with that. Do the damn thing. I said, boy, what to do when you don't have a damn thing planned? You do the damn thing.
Do the damn thing.
Oh, my goodness, Ms. Bankus. What's good for you? What's so for you tonight?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, her call dropped. Oh, no. Oh, no. Her call dropped. Oh, Ms. Vanquish, your call dropped, and I don't think you can call back in. Ah, that's okay. We'll have to get back. We'll have to get back. Let's see where we were. Going to the next caller calling in from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh, no.
Hi, Ms. Boo.
Greetings.
This is Umi, and I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Okay, what's your name?
Umi.
Lumi?
Umi.
Umi.
Yes.
Umi. Oh, that is beautiful, Umi.
Thank
you. All right, greetings to you. Greetings to you. So what's so for you tonight?
I was calling for a reading, Ms. Blue.
Okay, you're calling for a damn reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
I've been listening to you on your show for the last year and a half, and I know that this is the year that I'm supposed to do some work.
Okay.
And I just have so many things up against me. It's like I've been given more than I can bear.
I do understand. You had some people make their transition as well, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue.
I see them around you. I do.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Lovely spirit here. Lovely spirit. And so, tell me your main area you want to focus on.
My immediate family.
Your immediate family, yeah. Let's see. Let me ask you.
Yes.
There's a person that's around you. This person, whenever they come around, it really breaks your heart to see them in this state.
Yeah.
Whenever this person leaves, you are really left full of tears. Who is this person?
It's my mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, your mother.
Yes.
Yeah. And your biggest concern right now is how you can help her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Know that you are. You know, it's an interesting thing about Alzheimer's, because that's what she has, right?
Oh, Miss Blue.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. And the interesting thing about that I've found with people that's had this, let me tell you, my grandmother, full of life and so much love, and she was just an incredible woman, just an amazing woman. And it broke my heart to see her in that state. It broke my heart. It did. At the time, I didn't really have the understanding that I have now. I don't think it would have made it that much more easier to understand, but I would have been able to process her a little different. Process her a little different. I just love this. I got to say that. Wait a minute. I gotta say this. I'm sorry. I do. If I don't do this, I'll be special for the whole night. But, you know, it's difficult for us on this side to witness it. But in fact, you know, one of the things that I learned is that we are supposed to be the witness, you see, because it really challenges us to what we know, not what we feel, not what we think, but what you know. Know that a part of your mother, and many of us, our mothers, grandmothers, you know, fathers, uncles, family members, when they're in this state that they call autism, what I have seen spiritually is that a part of them spiritually has already moved on from here. And a part of them is still here. Not because they're stuck. I don't believe that. I haven't found that to be the truth. And people I've worked with, spiritual things that I've done, I have not found them to be stuck. They are here so that those of us around them can be a witness to what we know. Because, see, now you're faced with, do you really know your mother? All of these years that she's been in your life and she's given these years to you and she's done these things, do you really know her? Do you truly, truly know her? So her human vibration has been left here. And her spiritual vibration is where her spirit is. So this is why sometimes you do get those things. And, you know, I've heard all kinds of stories about people when they're in this state, they've said very hateful things. Yeah. They've done very hateful things. Because this is the, what is the lowest vibration? This human level.
Yeah.
That's what's left here. So no more than someone laughing when someone falls. You get it?
Yeah.
That's the lowest vibration. But you know your mother's essence of who she is. And so now you're here to witness that. This is really about you. It is about you and those things you did not resolve. And so now your mother is asking you, do you really know me? Let's see how well you do know me. Because once you begin to look at it that way, then you would know that that's not your mother's true intent. It will lessen the pain and bring about understanding, which would give you a true vision of what's going on here. Your mother's wish for you is for you to keep living your life. Why won't you do it?
Oh, boy. Why won't I do it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Miss Boo.
Why won't you do it? That's what your mother is saying. Why won't she do it? Why won't you do it? What is really holding you back?
I think that, I've tried to be everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm really not nothing to myself.
Yeah. Well.
And I don't know how to get out of that.
That's it. That's it. I was going to say, we about to do the damn thing then. We about to do the damn thing. And thank you for your honesty, because that's it. Your mother is saying, why won't she do it? Your mother is here for you. You do know that she's still here for you. You think you're there for her, but she's here for you. You have got to start taking care of you. You've got to begin to start having a vision for you. That's your mother's wish. Her wish is not for you to spend late nights, sleepless hours, worrying about her, yeah, feeling guilty about choices you've made for her. Her spirit has already moved on. You got to know that. I knew that when you started to speak.
Miss Blue,
yes,
would that be the reason that, you know, my mom, everyone, she dozes off quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when she wakes up, she's usually a little discombobulated. But
mm-hmm,
she's always talking about people that have passed on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That's why.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why, because she can see them. She has conversations with them. She knows,
yes,
them. Yes. She's with them. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why. So like I said, you think that you're there for your mother, but your mother is here for you. She needs you to be a witness to her and for you. The question is, why aren't you doing something for you? And you can start with some of the small
because,
mm-hmm, I know it's a drastic change because you've been doing it for so long.
Yes.
And a part of you, you've made it a part of your nature.
Right.
You are. You are a healer, but you're doing it in a way that's not healing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So go get yourself a full body massage. Take yourself out to dinner. Start with the small things of doing things for yourself. You have to do that. It's calling you to do that. Because what you don't want is for your mother to call your name out with this. And if you don't start taking care of yourself, then that's where you're headed. You're already filled with depression.
Yes.
It's all on your back.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in your back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. Release these things for yourself, you know? When you're in the shower, give yourself an extra 5 minutes because it's you. Enjoy touching your body. Enjoy being with you. Get dressed and just go shopping. Eat a new food that you never thought about eating before. Try a new dish that you've never thought about making before. You have got to give yourself another vision about what it is to truly be you. Because you haven't been you for a long time. You are a true healer. And with the gift of healing, trust me, I know I could be guilty of it and I have to snap myself back, is that we want to give and give and give and give and give. But you have to be able to receive. And I learned that Because what happens when you pour all the water out the cup?
Empty.
It's empty.
Yeah.
So now you're no good to yourself or to anybody else. So you don't want to be literally like a dam, because a dam is really, even a dam is supporting by flowing water, but typically water in a dam stands still. It's blocked. You want to have the energy of a flow, of a stream, of the river. They flow into each other. It is an ebb and flow. It's a give and take. This is even why I feel the tightness in your chest, because the heart can't just pump blood. It has to also receive the blood coming in through the oxygen. So it can pump blood out, bring blood in, pump it out. So take some time for yourself. You may not have Facebook, but for those of you who are know me as my Facebook friend or on Twitter, sometimes I put up messages like, I'm sitting in the bed watching TV, eating a bowl of blueberries, and I don't feel sad. I don't feel bad about one damn thing. Mm. Sometimes that means taking the day off just because you need to do that. Shutting stuff down just because you need to do that. If you cannot get into that place of peace and harmony, then find you a local five-star hotel, hot water. You can get them very cheap in your same town, and go spend the night. Get you a room and stay the night and just pamper yourself. Go to a restaurant. Let someone else serve you.
That all sounds good, Ms. Blue. And I know that it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the main issue is I think maybe I'm angry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're so damn angry, because you don't do anything for yourself. Hell, I'd be mad as hell too.
Okay. Okay.
That's a natural feeling. I really don't like anybody who says you shouldn't be mad, you shouldn't be sad, you shouldn't get upset. I'm not so spiritual that I would tell you something like that, because Miss Blue don't believe that. All of our emotions are here to experience. You just don't want to stay any one place for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself permission to get upset. I give myself permission to be angry. But it's when you don't give yourself permission to do it, then you hold it. So instead of being angry for 20 minutes, now you're angry for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You know, I used to have a saying that said, if I'm upset, and I tell people I work for, listen, if I'm upset, I'm not doing this by myself. Everybody in here going to be upset. We going to be upset together. So we can get it all out. Everybody's going to be upset. How unfair is it for me to be angry and you hopping around happy? No,
yeah.
We're all getting ready to be upset. We're all a part of this. We're all getting ready to be upset. So we can get it out the way. Give yourself permission to be upset. Give yourself permission to be upset. Give yourself permission to be mad. And then move on from there. Of course, it's not a state of where we need to be, but then move on from there. You have a right to be upset. You have a right to be angry. But what you don't have a right to do is to hold that.
Very powerful, Miss Blue. Very powerful.
Yeah, you don't have a right to hold that. It's not even yours to own. It's not yours to keep. How dare you try to keep anger? That you better give me some of that. Let me have it. Let me have some of that damn anger. You don't get a right to walk around angry 24/7. Who do you think you are? Have you ever noticed people get upset when people are too damn happy all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, because who gives you the right to be happy all the damn time? It works the same way. So let that go. Because one thing is for sure. You remember, this is a saying that my mother used to tell me all the time. Mama may have, Papa may have, but bless the child that has its own.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what's going on, nothing, no one, or anything is stopping you from living your life. That's why it's called your life. And even though sometimes the easy route out is to give it away, give it away to our mother, give it away to our children, give it away to our husbands, or give it away to our men, or give it away to our family, or give it away to our jobs, or give it away to our work. You can't give your life away. You can't give it away. It's yours. It's yours. Take a look at it. Know that it's yours. Know that everything that you've done has got you to where you are. And so now ask yourself the impeccable question. Is this what I want? If it is, keep doing what you're doing, and you'll get it. You'll
mm-hmm.
get the same thing.
Right.
If it's not, then you've got to do something different. I know you know the definition of insanity.
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Yes,
for those of you out there that don't know, we're going to tell you. So let's say it together. It's doing
exactly the same thing
and expecting something different to happen.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
You heard it from us, two powerful sisters right here.
Thank you.
You're not insane. You're a beautiful sister. Start doing something different. I want you to send me an email, question for Blue, and tell me something different you do today that you have not done ever before or in such a long time, we might as well call it never.
I will do that, Ms. Blue.
All right, I'm be looking for it.
I will do that.
Peace
love and peace,
you.
Ms. Blue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, peace and love. That was beautiful. Beautiful, sister. Beautiful energy. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 501. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, let's see, 678. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Hello, 678. You're live in the remix.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Greetings, Jessica.
Same to you. Good night. Finally, nice to talk to you.
I'm sorry, say it again, Jessica.
Oh, I was saying it's finally nice to speak with you.
Oh, likewise, Jessica. What's so for you tonight? You want to do the damn thing? You're trying to do a damn reading?
I sure do.
Okay, what's going on, Jessica?
What's not going on is a question.
Jessica!
Well, it's the truth.
Jessica,
I guess right
nice.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Right now, I'm kind of like at a fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out where I need to be. So I'm going to let you run with that.
You gonna let me run with that? Miss Blue don't run very well, but let's see what's going on.
Okay.
I don't run, Jessica. I kind of say my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. Let's see what's really
okay.
going on. You're kind of at a fork in the road. So let's see. Okay, Jessica. Zulu Union gone wild.
Okay, explain.
Zulu Union. Okay, first of all, this has to do with relationships.
Okay.
Yes? No? Maybe so? Talk to me.
I don't know. No, not really.
Yeah. No? What do you mean, no, not really? Tell me what that means.
Well, okay. I guess I have some things going on that deal with relationship, but at the same time, I guess I'm more concerned about my career path, if you will.
Okay, that's why I said I don't run well, so you better tell me what you do want to talk about, or we going to end up talking about what you don't want to talk about. So,
well, you know what? Sometimes that's what needs to be talked about, so I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, but that's not what you called in for, so I'm really trying to stay open with you, Jessica.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to talk about your career. Okay, all right. There's an opportunity for you to change jobs. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I say do it. Joy and abundance come up. I think it's great. There is something that is holding you back, though. And one of those things holding you back is you don't necessarily feel that you can be successful at it.
Yeah, sort of,
kind of.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of? Yeah, I've been dealing with fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And trying to face my fears.
Right. You don't feel that you could, for lack of a better word, you don't feel like you can do it. You don't feel that you can do it. You don't feel that you'll be as successful as where you are.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with really the perception of it. It's going to be a great move for you if you decide to do it. You do need to change your perception of it.
Okay.
Of what you're feeling to feel more comfortable in that. That's going to be the number one thing that will trip you up, you know, because you are feeling those things that that you may not do it. It is going to require you to go back and sort of take the role as a student again, as opposed to someone coming in really just calling the shots. That's not going to happen. You're definitely going to be in student mode. I do see the relationship thing. It does have a lot to do with the Zulu Union. Union gone wild, meaning there is quite a few things there in the relationship that really is causing a little bit of this turbulence in your life at this time. Yeah, it's causing some turbulence.
Okay.
Causing a little bit of turbulence. Yeah, it's causing some turbulence. I don't know who's listening or what you're prepared to talk about on air, but I will say I see two people standing next to you. So it's some turbulence.
Well, two people standing next to me physically right now?
No.
Or just that I'm dealing with?
Dealing with, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Zulu Union gone wild. And if you don't make some changes there, all the Zulu warriors will come out and play. And I don't know if you want that. Yes, yes. You're going to have to make some very wise choices there, my sister. But as far as the job goes, that change is going to be really great for you. You will be in the position of student, which that's not always comfortable for you. You kind of like to go in and be the chick that knows what's really going down, call the shot, and you're not going to be able to do that.
Okay.
for a minute, you're not going to be able to do that. But it will be a great position for you. You'll get an opportunity to learn things very different and really have some fun. But take care of that Zulu union.
Oh, boy. Now, how, I guess, oh, wow. I don't know how to go about that question. How do you suggest, I mean, what do you really see?
I just told you. If you don't, the Zulus will come out and play. So it's a little bit of turbulence. Now it'll get real bumpy. You know when you're on the airplane and you get turbulence?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know when the oxygen masks come down and they say we're going to go up a little higher? Yeah. And then the plane starts going down. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't need to crash. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. And then also let me ask you this on a spiritual aspect. I guess any pointers for me? Am I in the right direction? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think you're definitely on the spiritual path. Wait. Let me stop. Because you're talking about something completely different.
Am I?
Yeah, than what I was just thinking. As far as your spiritual path, are you going in the right direction? Make sure that you're using wisdom and discernment in all of your decisions.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't let somebody put the gas face on you. You know, just because they can throw a couple of bones and spin a couple of cards or click a couple of crystals. Know that they can't turn you into a genie. Nobody has the power to do that. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Know that they can't turn you into a genie. And you don't want them to.
No.
You don't want them to. Mm-mm. Yeah. So use wisdom and discernment. You're a very wise sister. So use some wisdom there when it comes to that. If it feels right to you, go for it. Those things that feel a little not so good, then you already know the deal. You know the deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also my last question. I have been followed by butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, butterflies
are
so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I guess I've been, like, I went on and researched, you know, the different meanings of what people may think it means. And
I
guess, I don't know if you know, or have a pointer when it comes to that or maybe what it could be. I don't know.
Well, of course I have a point. I mean, are you asking me, you want me to tell you, you know?
Well, if you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you're asking me, but one of the things I'll say is that you already have made up your mind about what the butter, who, let me not say what, who the butterfly is.
I have?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It is what it is. It's not good or bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's not good. It's not bad. It is what it is. Butterflies, of course, can have a lot of universal meaning. I try to stay away from the universal meaning of things and really kind of really bringing them down to more of a micro level and really, you know, right now, the butterflies are coming around you to let you know that it is possible to change the way that you do some things in your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you need to tell me?
I mean, isn't that enough? What?
It is. Well, this is my first time calling in, so you know, okay. I would have been more prepared, okay. But, you know, yeah.
Prepared for what? It's your life.
I know, but I would have had my questions written out.
You don't need to prepare for it. No, it is all good. The career move, I think that's going to be, that really shows to be a good move for you. But okay. You will have to take the position of the student. And, you know, the butterflies are really coming around you really to show you not to be so rigid in your thinking. That's one. The other thing, when it comes to your spiritual work and some of the things that you've been investigating, know that, yes, the reason you're connected with these things is because they're already within you. That's true. But, you know, don't let somebody put up smoke and mirrors in front of your face, you know, and present themselves as being something that they can transform you into, because that it simply does not work that way. So use wisdom in all of those areas. You know, definitely begin to use wisdom. You're a very intuitive sister by nature. So you need to rely on your intuition. When things start to feel a little uneasy or out of sorts, call that shit out. That's what I do. I do it to people in the chat room. I do it to them on the readings. I do them in my personal life. I call that bullshit out, because sometimes people need to be called out on their bullshit. They do things, they have ill intentions, and they sit back in the cut and try to play this passive-aggressive role like they don't know what they're doing, when all they're trying to do is really something slimy and behind the scenes. So, you know, you got to kind of use wisdom that way, you know? You got to kind of use your wisdom in that and your discernment in those situations. Remember, you are your own gatekeeper. You know, I think of this show and everything that happens on the remix. This is my temple. So I'm responsible for the things that happen here. And so even though I'm doing a reading for you, you know, once you tap into this energy, you can see shit that ain't being said. And sometimes that's a little challenging to do, because you know people, sometimes it's a part of the illness. It is. But it doesn't mean you don't call them out on it. For real. You don't. You call them out on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You got to call them out on it. And then the next question to begin to ask yourself, if it's something that you have invited into your life, call yourself out on it. Why are you doing it? For real, why are you doing that? That's a very simple but yet very profound question that stops people dead in their tracks. Why are you doing that? For real. Why are you doing that? You know, like the brother that called in earlier, trying to get attention. Why are you doing that? For real. Stop it. So think about those things, and the job is good. Take care of the Zulu Union gone wild. You don't need warriors. You don't need warriors going to war. And, you know, everything is beautiful. Everything looks really good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear you for the first time. And let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
Yeah, same to you. Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561? Okay, 561, we can't hear you. If you can hear us, we can't hear you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678 again. Another 678, you're live in remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello. Hello, hello. Can you guys hear me? Hopefully we're still on the air. Let's try another one. 901, you're live in the remix. 901. I don't think my board is working. We'll try one more.